KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Hello, fans, and welcome out here to Tagger Field in Redding, California. The Colt 45s are 21-2 on the 2025 campaign. They're going for the sweep here tonight in this Independence Day edition of a four-game weekend series. It's been a beautiful 4th of July weekend. We're sitting right around 98 degrees at first pitch. Hopefully it cools off as things progress. Jacob Green, the voice of the Redding Colt 45s, with a little different look on the color commentator side of things. I'm back here tonight with the father-son duo, my dad on the air, Michael and Jacob Green, bringing to you this live edition of Colt 45s Baseball.
Welcome, fans, to this beautiful, beautiful Tiger Field. Got 310 down the line of right field and 320 down the line left field with the yellow brick wall out in the outfield. Just beautiful. All the sponsor signs.
The iconic yellow walls and then the batter's eye out there in center field, the black wall, right up by the 406 mark. The historic Tiger Field in Redding, California. Get you the starting lineups for the Rose City Rosebuds. They'll be sending Caden Hinman back out onto the hill, facing off against these Colt 45s. Caden Hinman started the first game of this series, where he did not have anywhere close to what would be classified as a stellar outing. That was back on the 7th.
And fifth right fielder, number 88, Kern.
For the Rosebuds, Mitch Toma, last night's starting pitcher, will be leading off and playing left field. He'll be followed up by Armand Lettier in center, then Connor Hale at shortstop. Sam Bayless will be back in the cleanup spot, holding down the hot corner over there at third base. And Hank Kern in right field, followed up by Kirk Mazurowski, the DH, Cole Winston, the first baseman, and Skyler Sunahara back out there at second base. Toma in left. Lettier in center, Hale the shortstop. Bayless at third. Kern in right. Either the DH, Winston at first, Sergio Osorio behind the plate, making his return there. And then Skyler Sunahara, the 9 batter at second base.
Skyler Sunahara sure put on a clinic yesterday at second base.
Which, yeah, it was commented a few times. As the game progressed, of course, but we saw Skyler Sunahara making some great gold glove level plays out there, and we'll see what he does tonight. He's been putting on a clinic.
Even laid down a textbook bunt last night.
And that makes me wonder what kind of other ways he's going to try and fight to get on base against Tyler Shepard tonight, the starting pitcher for the Colt 45s. Tyler Shepard, 4-0 on the year, with a 2.75 ERA in 3 starts in 5 games. He's gone 16 and a third of an inning total. He's got 18 strikeouts, 5 walks, and has allowed 15 hits. Tyler Shepard, including his warm-up tosses out there in the Colt 45 bullpen. Sunahara batting ninth again, even though he went 1-for-4 last night with that bunt. We're going to bring you tonight's national anthem, which will be performed tonight by Bree McKinty. In just a few moments here. Thank you. was Jordy with tonight's rendition of our nation's anthem, beautifully sung. For the Colt 45s, Colby Raphael will be the leadoff man. He'll be playing center field, followed up by Mark Anthony Carroll back at shortstop, and then Andrew Mora at first base. Dom DeCagno will be back in right field and hitting cleanup. He's had a very good offensive couple of games in this series, hitting for the cycle and then a couple of home runs as well. DeCagno in right, and then Green at second base. Dylan Green back at second base. Isaac Munduhano will be at third base, playing that hot corner, getting the start tonight after he had the night off last night. And then Ryan Hamm will be the DH. Ryan Hamm last night had a couple of doubles, a single, and then a walk. So he's back in the lineup tonight at the DH spot. He'll be followed up by Rain McMillan, the catcher. We'll be catching pitcher Tyler Shepard for the Colt 45s. And then Tyler Zanizer in left field. Which, for Zanizer, the last two games, he's homered. And for Caden Henman, the starter for the Rosebuds, his last outing was actually on Independence Day. That was on Friday, so just a couple of days ago. He went two-thirds plus, and he faced a total of 11 batters. An outing he would love to forget, I'm sure, and bounce back here against these Colt 45s. But the problem wasn't the fact that the Colt 45s were hitting the baseball necessarily. He walked six Colt 45s of the 11 he faced. The Colt 45s were able to score 9 runs off of him with only 3 hits. And it wasn't even a question of the defense either. So hopefully Henman can bounce back here for the Rosebuds and try and get the win facing up against the Colt 45s, who are donning their home whites with the beautiful Curse of South Crypt on the back, including his warm-up tosses, is Caden Henman out there on the first base side on the bullpen. And also, Skylar Tunahara actually walked by him pregame, and he's about eye level with me, so a lot taller. It's just the fact that he was next to the first baseman, Rafahi, who has to be at least 6'5". And it makes Tunahara out there at second base look very short, even though he's not. He's about average height as far as the average American male goes. And his ability to get around to the baseball, we talked about it last night, is just incredible.
Yeah, as he was last night in some of his plays, a couple of his plays, his footwork, his hands, the quick hands, the throw across the diamond coming in towards the second base, it's just textbook. I mean, it's the basic baseball skills that he's showing out there is what little leaguers need to learn how to do and just get the basics down so they can do the fancy plays later, but the basics down is what helps win ball games.
And it's that typical fundamentals for anything. I mean, it even goes for broadcasting. From my perspective, that's the easiest thing to relate it to.
It's just
prep work and focus on the small things, and then the big things come a little bit easier. Work on your ground ball calls, and then next thing you know, it's really easy to call a home run. Which, shout out Spencer Schlinge, not here tonight. But I think I'm now leading in the home run calls on the year. I think I'm up 7-5, which has been an ongoing sort of competition. It was kind of a running joke at first that whenever I throw over the play-by-play to him, either the Colt 45s or the other team would homer, and he would get to make the call for the home run, which is always cool. But Spencer with the night off tonight. Again, back with my dad, the father-son duo, which I think, I don't remember if you said you researched this, but Skip Carey and Chris Carey were the last father-son duo that's recorded, at least.
In the majors, yeah.
At least in the majors. We're a few steps away from the majors, but one day. The home plate is finishing his meeting at home plate with the respective umpires as the Colt 45s are gathered around in front of their third base dugout ready to take the field. And for the Colt 45s. Again, it'll be Rafael in center, Carroll at short, Mora at first base, Decanio in right, Green at second, Manduhano at third, Cam the DH, McMillan the catcher, and Zanizer in left. So some solid defense behind Wyatt Green. As the Colt 45s now and ready to take the field as they break the huddle, push everything to baseball tonight from head coach Bob Anderson. For the Colt 45s looking to improve to 22-2 on the year. They've only had two losses all season long. There was that one down in Fresno on the road, and then last weekend against the Alameda Anchors as well.
Little breeze has kicked up here and make it a beautiful night. We're at 98 degrees. Sure got time to come down, folks. Come on down to the ball field and enjoy some Colt 45's baseball.
Always. Cool down pretty quick here at Tiger Field, right on the Sacramento River. Get that breeze coming in, and another great night for baseball. Last night it dropped down to, I believe it was around 80 degrees. As the Colt 45s conclude there, warming up.
I see Shepherd is a left-handed pitcher tonight, which most commonly some people know as a southpaw. That's a little term that we sometimes use for a left-handed pitcher.
Which is something I mix into the broadcast all the time. I prefer southpaw over left-hander. Sounds a lot cleaner.
I think the term comes from boxing. A boxer was left-handed. We called him a southpaw.
I wonder.
I don't have Google with me, so I.
That's where we'll have to find some sort of something for it. Tyler Shepherd, the tall left-hander out of Kansas Wesleyan, left, 6'205". As McMillan will make his throw down on the second base, and we will get ready to begin things here on a Sunday evening edition of Colt 45 baseball. Rose City Rosebuds taking on your Reading Colt 45s. Team in the series finale on this Independence Day weekend. The leadoff man, Mitch Toma, who was last night's starting pitcher, to the plate from the left side. As Shepherd climbs the hill, kicks some dirt around doing a little landscaping. So we get ready to begin this ball game. Shepherd tears in. Working off that first base side of the rubber. A deep breath as he peers over his glove. Picks and deals the first pitch. Line shot in the air toward right for a base hit. First pitch comes in at 7-19. And a easy base hit to right field for a single is the way the ball game begins.
It's a nice solid stroke. Just poked it right into right field on a one hop to the right fielder, who is battling the sun at this time of the night.
Dom DeCagno out there in right. Quickly played it back in. Now the Colt 45's defense shifts to double play depth. Tyler Shepherd, the left-hander, kicks and deals to the right-hand hitter, and this one's on a line shot into left seam for a base hit. Bobbled around by Zanizer, knocks it back down, and a couple of pitches, a couple of hits, runners at first and second, with nobody out. They're back-to-back singles for the Rose City Rosebuds.
Two pitches, two hits.
Not a place you want to be in if you're Tyler Shepherd. But we'll see what he can do to get out of this jam as McMillan barks some orders at this Colt 45 defense. Mora playing in front of the runner at first. Connor Hale, who again has been the most consistent hitter for the Rosebuds. Shepherd checks the runner back at second and first. Picks and deals around the bunt. Pops it up. It's going to stay fair. McMillan recovers. Throws to first. Mora on the bag. Great play by Andrew Mora. Him and Dylan Green battling over the first base bag. And Mora able to get there in time to receive the throw. Initially didn't have his foot on the bag and made a great play on the sacrifice bunt that moves the runners up 90 feet. But the Colt 45s get the first out of the inning now.
That was a textbook sacrifice bunt. Ball went out there and just died in the grass. It was not going to go foul. It was just there. I'm going anywhere.
Now Sam Bayless, the cleanup hitter. Runners at second and third. The infield shifted a little bit to pull and in a little bit. Mora in on the grass over there at first base. Bayless is batting 300 in the series. Special thanks to Chad on the PA. Here's the 1-0 from Shepard. Pitching out of the stretch from the first base side of the rubber. The lefty delivers the 1-0. Check swing. Fastball just misses low. Two balls and no strikes. And on that bunt, it was popped up, but just a little bit up the third baseline. I wonder if that was necessarily on purpose or if he was just trying to get something down. 2-0 from Shepard is a fastball at the knee on the inside corner. Called strike one. Scoreless top of the first inning with runners on second and third. And one out. Shepard. Here's McMillan who sets up in the 2-1 delivery. Swing and a miss for strike two. Blew a heater right by him. Hank Kern on deck should the inning continue. Shepard. Bring over his glove. Now kicks and deals the 2-2. Popped up back behind the plate. McMillan giving chase. Right to the netting. Against the netting. Makes the catch. What a catch by Ray McMillan to get the second out.
Yeah, that was a great, great effort by the catcher, McMillan. He stayed with it. The wind is moving it around a little bit over by the net. When he caught it, he fell down and held on to it and over there by the on-deck circle of the Rosebuds, and they had to clear out their gear so he wouldn't trip over it and get any kind of interference call, but he stuck with it and got the second out, which is a great relief with runners at second and third.
Now the left hand hitting Hank Kern, the right fielder to the plate, left-on-left matchup. Fastball just off the plate outside. McMillan also just not giving up on that pop-up that initially looked like it was going to land out of play beyond the netting, but then, as you said, Dad kind of came back over the netting with the wind and everything. He was able to get to it. He kind of climbed up on the netting a little bit. Here's the 1-0 from Shepard. Swung on, hit in the air towards center. Rafael giving chase toward shallow left center. Zanizer, they're going to have to watch it fall, and it's a 2-RBI single for Hank Kern. Now 2-0, the Rosebuds up. Zanizer and Rafael converging on that baseball. Having to play it on a hop, Zanizer had a better angle on it as it was cutting toward him, and then just had to quickly play it back in. Both runners coming around to score. There was two outs, so they were running on contact.
Yeah, that those little pop-ups over there called Texas Leaguers. That's an old-school term.
Kirk Mazurowski now to the plate. Runner on first being held on by Mora. First pitch fastball. This is upstairs for ball one to Mazurowski. Here's the 1-0 from Shepard as he checks the runner back at first, kicks and deals, fouled back out of play for strike one. One ball and one strike with two outs. Here in this top of the first inning, it's 2-0, the Rosebuds lead after the 2-RBI single from Hank Kern. Shepard now comes set off the first base side of the rubber, the 1-1 delivery from the lefty. This is off the plate outside for ball two. The infield on that left side shifted a couple of steps to pull for the right-hand hitting Mazurowski, who's deep in the box with a slightly open stance. Here's the 2-1 from Shepard. This is upstairs again for ball three.
Falling behind 3-1. That opens up a possibility of getting some wood on this bat. We get some wood on the ball here. Excuse me.
And Shepard here just needs a strike because he delivers a fastball. Check swing called strike two. It's a check swing. I thought a home plate umpire was appealing to first, but turns out he was not.
With the full count, that'll put the runner in motion.
Now the payoff pitch from Shepard with two outs. Down back to the screen, and we'll do it again. Hank Kern retraces his steps back to first. Mora no longer holding him on. A full count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. There's the payoff pitch with 2 outs, and it's 2-0 top of the first. Shepard kicks and deals. Misses high for ball 4. Mazurowski works the walk. Now, runners at first and second for the left-hand hitting Cole Winston, the first baseman tonight for the Rosebuds.
Shepard takes a short walk, has a little talk with himself, and climbs back up on the mound.
Shepard looks like he just wants to be done with this inning. Sure, just a couple of mistake pitches and then that walk. Here's the first pitch for Shepard. Misses high and away for ball 1. You have to imagine the heat possibly playing a factor. It's a little bit hotter than typical, as we're going to get a visit from the pitching coach for the 45s. And Shepard, here in this top of the first inning, it's about the only time that the pitcher is actually in the sun, typically. So he's actually pitching in different conditions than typical, which you have to assume is affecting him slightly. Again, we're sitting right around 100 degrees, but it's dropped down to 98. But in the sun, definitely hotter. Shadows just now starting to cover parts of the field on the third base side.
Well, I grew up up on the North Coast where, 75 is a heat wave, and we did our Babe Ruth All-Stars in Wairika, and we were dying before we even stepped on the field. So I can imagine the way it is up here now, 100 degrees.
And for Tyler, he's out of Chico, California, but has been playing at Kansas Wesleyan, which Kansas is a very different climate than up here in the North State. Here's the 1-0 from Shepard to the left-hand hitter, and it's a ground ball through the right side into right field for a base hit. Up with the ball is DeConyo. The throw in home is going to be up the third baseline, and the runner will come in to score. That's Hank Kern around from second base. Mazurowski moves up to third, and Cole Winston with the RBI single. It's now 3-0 in the top of the first.
Still with 2 outs.
Shepard at this point just wanted to get back in the dugout. He'll be facing off against Sergio Osorio, the catcher.
Number 30, Sergio Osorio.
First pitch to the right-hand hitter. Is on the inside corner. And the backstop tonight for the Rosebuds, Osorio. Here's the 0-1 from Shepard as he checks the runner back at first. Hit in the air towards shallow center field. Brooke back now coming in, converging with Mark Anthony Caro, who drifts out, backpedaling, and squeezes it for the out. The side is retired. The Rosebuds get 3. It's 3-0 with the Colt 45s coming up in the bottom half. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Turning Creek Road. Ken Wall started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on auto insurance, homeowners, life insurance, or business insurance, RV or boat, and other recreational vehicles. And if you qualify as a California Good Driver, you can get started with only 1 month down. Just call or text Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306 for a free quote. Again, that's 530-222-2306.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Here's Jacob to take you the rest of the way to the bottom of the first.
Thanks for that, Dad. The top of the order for the Colt 45s here in this bottom of the first inning, facing off against Hayden Hinman, right-hander for the Rosebuds. Rafael, Carroll, and Mora do up to work off this three-run deficit that the Colt 45s find themselves in here in this bottom of the first.
Colby Rafael
up to the plate. Rafael last night walked and singled. He also had a stolen base, and then he lined out once and grounded out a couple of times. The first pitch, ducking out of the way and leaning out of that one, was Rafael for ball one. Rafael, some chin music there. Rafael batting .385 on the season. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Hinman. Misses high and in for ball two.
A three-run deficit's not that hard right now because the 45s have scored 42 points last three games. Excuse me, 43 runs. Wrong season.
As Rafael taking the fastball on the outside corner for strike one. I also found myself doing that after calling basketball and volleyball for the Simpson University Redhawks. As Rafael swings on this one, ground ball to the shortstop, gobbled up, throws across the first, and airmails it into the Rosebuds dugout. Look out!
That'll put him on second base.
An additional 90 feet awarded to Rafael on that throwing error from the shortstop, Connor Hale, who just off the back foot, the leg kick, and showing off his rocket.
And at least he didn't do what I did. I airmailed one into the parking lot, hit a car. So
it happens when you play third.
It stayed in the park at least.
You should see John Handy behind the plate when he makes his throw down to second base. As Mark Anthony Carroll takes this fastball on the almost off the kneecap for ball one. John Handy, as the outfield shaded toward left, they're shifted to pull on the right hand hitter. John Handy, one of the catchers for the Colt 45s, fastball on the outside corner right at the belt to even up the count at 1-1. Every time he makes his warm-up throw down to second base, just short-arms it down there and rifles a throw that also makes a really loud pop, which is one of the best sounds in sports. As Carroll will step out after Sergio Osorio is going to mess with his mask a little bit, the catcher for the Rosebuds.
Look, I got something in his eye. He had to just take a quick break there.
Now Hinman comes set, working off the first base side. The 1-1 is foul ball. Eric Winchester over there, the third base coach, almost made the barehanded grab on the two-hopper.
At least it wasn't in his pitching hand.
Yeah, get that guy a glove. He's just a PO. 1-2 count to Mark Anthony Carroll. Eric Winchester, last season, the ace of the staff, the 1-2, bounces in there. It's actually going to go off of Mark Anthony Carroll. Bounced it, went off the foot of Carroll. Runners at first and second. An E6 and a hit batter will bring up Andrew Mora, a left-hand hitter, which will shift the infield and outfield to pull for the lefty deep in the box. Even stance. Andrew Mora still at that 25 RBI mark. The infield playing behind the runners. Looking for a double play on the infield. Here in a 3-0 bottom of the first. The first pitch misses inside for ball one to Mora.
Mora's tied for the team lead with 25 RBIs.
DeCanio and Mora battling it out for the team lead in RBIs. And Eric Winchester over there at first, as I said, the ace of the staff, but also threw that no-hitter last year. As that pitch misses low and away for ball two, which I called with my colleague Austin White, who brought me on as a color commentator the first couple weeks of the season, and then I took the helm from there. Here's a 2-0. Catches the bottom of the zone on the outside corner for strike one.
That was a good 2-0 pitch. He was looking middle in, and he went to the outside corner just like he should.
Caught more off balance and laid off of it, hoping for it to be called ball three. The 2-1 delivery from Hinman is popped up out of play over on the third base side. The third baseman, Bayless, giving chase but running out of real estate. For a strike two on Andrew Mora. Andrew Mora with the socks up high. Both him and Dom DeCagno are the only Colt 45s rocking the socks up high other than Eric Winchester, the third base coach. The 2-2 pitch from Hinman. Misses way upstairs for ball three. Coming out of the crouch was Osorio to receive that pitch. The tying run at the plate for the Colt 45 should Andrew Mora decide to show off that power. The payoff pitch with nobody out and runners on first and second is popped back out of play for the Colt 45 grill. As the count holds at three balls and two strikes. Now with a new baseball, Hinman peering in. So we heard Cruz on the loudspeaker there. Here's the payoff pitch again. In the dirt, Mora lays off. Great pick behind the plate for Osorio.
Yeah, that could have been ugly.
Could have been extra bases and a run for the Colt 45s. That will load the bases for Dom DeCagno. That is the 21st walk for Andrew Mora. For Dom DeCagno, right in hitter he hit for the cycle on the 4th of July. My apologies. On Thursday night, and then on 4th of July, had that three-run shot off of Caden Hinman. That was in the first inning, and that is what started the snowball effect for the Colt 45's offense. We'll see what DeCagno can do here. Right-hand hitter, open stance deep in the box. First pitch, fastball on the outside corner. Called strike one. The first baseman for the Rosebuds, Cole Winston, playing in on the infield grass in front of Mora over there at first base. The infield shifted to pull, and the outfield shaded toward left. The 0-1 delivery from Hinman is a fastball hit in the air toward left, drifting back as the left fielder to the track, right to the wall, and in front of the wall on the warning track will squeeze it for the out. Rafael will tag easily from third, and DeCagno missed that by about 2 feet.
Gave it a ride, but just didn't get enough of it.
He does get the RBI, which gives him 26 on the year.
I once heard Jeff Kent of the San Francisco 49ers, who was coaching the Little Leaguers, told his Little Leaguers, the money lies in the RBIs.
It does for these Colt 45s also. Runners on first and second. They didn't tag on the flyout. It's 3-1. The Colt 45 is down by 2 after the sacrifice fly from Dom DeCagno. The first pitch to Dylan Green has popped up. Shortstop Hale drifting out on the rim of the outfield grass. Now in shallow left center, will squeeze it for out number 2. Routine pop out.
I believe they called the infield fly on that play.
Yeah, I believe they did. I was looking up at the baseball. The infield fly, for all you casual baseball listeners, basically just means an automatic out. That's the easiest way to explain it. When there's less than 2 outs,
more than 2 runners,
more than 2 runners, there's a hole.
I believe. I'm trying to remember.
There's a whole caveat.
In my archive.
Yeah, that's a baseball rule that doesn't get used a lot, especially in modern-day baseball with the lack of pop-outs. Isaac Mandujano to the plate. Right-hand hitter watches a breaking ball catch the inside corner for strike one. That breeze starts to pick up.
Hondo's batting 317.
Batting 317 on the year. Runners take their leads from first and second. That's Mora and Mark Anthony Carroll. The 0-1 delivery to the right-hand hitting Mandujano just off the plate outside for ball one. One ball and one strike. The tying run at first base, but there's two outs. The Colt 45 started off this bottom of the first inning in a 3-0 deficit. The 1-1 pitch in the dirt, smothered by Osorio. Another great play by the catcher back there, being a wall for Caden Hinman. 2-1 to Mandujano. Hinman comes set off the first base side of the rubber, kicks and deals a 2-1 ground ball down the third baseline, but foul.
Turned on that one just a little too fast.
Almost pulled it inside the line. Bayless diving to his right, couldn't get to it anyway. It was about a foot in foul territory.
Project planning. See paint marks first before you pick up that paintbrush.
Two balls and two strikes with two outs. The Colt 45's down by a score of 3-1 here in this bottom of the first. Hinman comes set, kicks and deals the 2-2. Breaking ball on the outside corner right at the knees. Mandujano knew it. He's gone looking for out number three. The Colt 45's score one, but they strand a pair. It's 3-1 after one as we head to the top of the second inning. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Kevin Wall started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on all sorts of insurance, from auto insurance to homeowners insurance, life insurance or business, RV or boat, and other recreational vehicles. If you qualify as a California good driver, you can get started with only 1 month down. Just call or text Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 530-222-2306. That's 530-222-2306.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Welcome back to Tiger Field. Colt 45's baseball. And take you the rest of the way with play-by-play. Here's Jacob.
He'll be the right-hand hitter taking a called strike one on the outside corner from Tyler Shepard. Skyler Sunahara due up, along with the top of the order, Mitch Toma and Armand Lettier. The 0-1 delivery from Shepard is a ground ball toward Mark Anthony Carroll at shortstop. Gobbled up, throws the first in time, 6-3 for out number one. Now the lineup card flips over. Mitch Toma getting his second crack at Tyler Shepard. He singled his last time up and then would later come around to score on that 2-RBI double from Hank Kern. Three to one here in this top of the second inning. Left hand hitting Mitch Toma. Shepard delivers a breaking ball. Way out in front of the plate, bounces it in there for ball one. Goes off of the mask of McMillan. Actually looked like it hit him somewhere on the arm. He's going to take a second to make sure he's all right. As the home plate umpire, Steve Grace, hand delivers the baseball to Tyler Shepard.
Looks like he's okay. typical catcher. Don't take me out. Leave me in there.
Rub a little dirt on it. Dirt on it. Walk it off.
Rub some dirt on it.
I believe it was John Handy took a foul tip right to the shoulder blade and just... This one's a chopper toward Green at second base, circling around it. Throws on the run to first, not in time. Dylan Green having to hustle in and sprinting from where he was playing on the rim of the outfield grass on the weird chopper that was squibbing toward Dylan Green just to the right of the pitcher's mound. But
it's like a swinging push bunt.
And it was right off the plate as well. I believe Dylan Green hesitated because he wasn't sure whether or not it was a foul ball or not. Based on the way it bounced. Runner at first. Swing and a miss for strike one. Armand Lettier with the huge cut came up empty. Colt 45 is at double play depth. Looking for a ground ball and a twin killing on the infield here in this 3-1 top of the second inning. The 0-1 delivery from the southpaw Shepherd in the dirt, blocked by McMillan, squirts away toward the Colt 45 on deck circle. He can't find it. Huge turn at second base for the runner, Toma, but he's going to retreat back to second. Free 90 feet on the wild pitch. McMillan doing all he could to handle the breaking ball, but it just squirted off his chest protector to the left and initially couldn't find it.
Bounced about 3 feet in front of the plate. Those are difficult. Just difficult to stop.
Not a lot you can do. And it seems like Tyler Shepherd's just having some issues with that breaking ball, just not able to grip it right, or it keeps slipping, something like that. One ball and one strike. To the right-hand hitting Lettier with a slightly open stance deep in the box. He singled his last time up. The 1-1 delivery from Shepherd. Fastball off the plate outside for ball two, which both Toma and Lettier swinging on the first pitch they saw from Shepherd, and they both got two singles. 2-1 to the right-hand hitter. McMillan sets it away. The 2-1 pitch bounces in there again. McMillan smothers it. Good stop. Great job by McMillan again to be a wall back behind the dish. 3-1. To Lettier, the center fielder tonight for the Rosebuds. Lettier last night was in right. He doubled, walked, and struck out twice. Here's the 3-1 from Shepherd. Fastball misses low, and Lettier works the walk.
Lettier draws the walk.
He'll put runners frustrated with himself. He's going to go for a little saunter around the hill and take a deep breath, calm himself down.
Definitely seems like he's struggling a little bit. Let's see if he can pitch his way out of this.
He's a ground ball away from being done with the inning. Connor Hale to the plate. He had that sacrifice bunt in the first. Here's the first pitch to the right-hand hitter in the same situation he was in his last at-bat. Fouls this one off the plate into foul territory for strike one. Off the plate, squared away toward the on-deck circle where Sam Bayless is.
That foul ball brought to you by Stevens Media Group.
And Shepherd will go for a little walk around the hill. Again, just trying to calm himself down and get out of this jam. The third baseman Mondo Hano even with the bag at third. Here's the 0-1 with one out. Misses high. It's even up to count at one ball and one strike. The Colt 45s have Mark Anthony Carroll and Dylan Green shaded up the middle at double play depth. Andrew Moore, the first baseman, playing behind the runner. In the outfield playing straight up. As Shepherd comes set off the first base side, looks the runner back at second. Whirl and throw back to second base. Tag applied by Dylan Green, not in time.
That was close.
That throw was right on the money to the left field side of the second base bag. Sliding in with the right hand was Toma. Almost caught on the pickoff.
That'll put him a little closer to second base now.
Almost got caught napping the 1-1. Hit popped up on the infield. And Mora calling for it. Right near the mound. Up on the mound will make the catch and looks all the runners back. standing tall on that hill. He already stands at, I believe it's 6'4".
Perfect textbook defense. Everybody moved to their positions to cover. Second baseman Green went over to cover first base as the first baseman.
Third baseman, number 16, Sam
made that catch. Mora, Andrew Mora.
With Mora coming in to make the catch, and also great job by Shepard to get over to third base to back up the throw if there was one. Here's the first pitch to the right hand hitting Sam Bayless, leaning out of the way, but called strike one as it catches the corner. Bayless standing a little bit on top of the plate with those elbows. No balls and one strike. Shepard peering in. Now comes Set, working off that first base side of the rubber. Here's the 0-1 with two outs. And the runner's on first and second. Foul tip back to the screen for strike two. Bayless looking pretty upset with himself as well after just being a little bit tardy on that pitch. In an 0-2 hole. Shepard comes Set, kicks and deals the 0-2, and the outside corner just misses off the outside corner, actually. A quick back pick down to first base is not in time. McMillan popping out of the crouch and making a snap throw down to first base on the back pick where Mora was moving toward the bag, unable to catch Lettier sleeping. Now the 1-2, poked at and grounded foul at the first baseline. Almost stayed fair. Count will hold it. One ball and two strikes as the runners retrace their steps.
So you have to be really confident in your first baseman with two strikes and two outs and two people on to throw a back pick.
And that's just a testament to Andrew Mora's glove that we've seen so far this season. He's been the everyday first baseman, of course, but he's had one night off, and that was actually in the series where Dylan Green played first, and even then Dylan Green with a great glove over there at first base as well. Mora's saved a few runs at first base. The 1-2 pitch is hit in the air, a little flare toward left center field. Rafael moving over will squeeze it on the run, and the side is retired. The Rosebuds strand a pair. They fail to score as we head to the bottom of the second inning. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Kevin Wall started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on all sorts of insurance. Just call or text Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 530-222-2306 for a free quote. 530-222-2306.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until the renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. And Hope 45 is taking on the Rose City Rosebuds.
Leading things off for the 45 will be Ryan Hamm, who will be held up by McMillan and Tyler Zanizer. We had a solid night at the plate last night with a couple of doubles, a single, and a walk. So he takes a ball to make the count one ball and no strikes. Here's the 1-0. Nobody out, nobody on to
Ryan Hamm as he dunks this one into left field for a base hit. And Hamm is aboard.
That's a way to lead off the bottom of the inning.
After Tyler Shepard was able to get Bayless to fly out last inning and hold the Rosebuds scoreless. It's still a 3-1 ball game here in the bottom of the second. And McMillan, right-hand hitter, watches the fastball miss upstairs for ball one. Batting 320 on the year. The Rosebuds at double play depth. The 1-0 misses up and away for ball two. That was also the first hit for the Colt 45s. Here's the 2-0 to Rain McMillan deep in the box. Fouls it back to the screen. 2-1 to the catcher. Steps out of the box now with a deep breath, climbs back in. Runner on first, that's Hamm, being held on by the first baseman, Winston. Ground ball to the shortstop. Glove flip to second, Sunahar the turn. The throw to first is in time. 6-4-3, Taylor made. They turn it. Great glove flip from the shortstop, Connor Hale, to the second baseman, Sunahar, on the bag.
Yeah, he had to do that glove flip because he was stumbling there. He just had to get the ball to the second baseman, let him do the work. That was a nice-looking double play.
He moved to his left and then kind of stumbled over himself a little bit and just a little shovel pass right to Sunahara, who with both hands was able to turn it from second base. A great job by Sunahara as well as Hale as Zanizer turning away from this first pitch misses inside for ball one. Zanizer has a two-homer streak going. He's homered in the last two Colt 45 games. Here's the 1-0. Ground ball up the middle and through past the reaching Sunahara, who somehow, with the shift on, was almost able to get to it. He was shifted up the middle, but still way far away from that baseball and somehow almost got to it.
Zanizer just muscled that thing up the middle against the shift, and Sunahara gave it a good try, but he just couldn't reach it.
At that point, if he had gone into a dive, Zanizer would have been safe at first, but still another sensational effort from Sunahara. Now the top of the order, and Colby Rafael up to the plate. He reached on an error his first time up. Zanizer with a huge secondary lead not running. So that pitch is taken for a called strike one on the outer half. Zanizer being held on by Winston over there at first base. The 0-1 runner going fouled off out of play toward the Rosebuds pen for strike two.
They had the hit and run on.
Trying to get something going. They're down by two. Which, of course, means the tying run is at the plate. Here's the 0-2 pitch from the righty Hinman. Turning away from that pitch, taking inside, throw down to second base with Zanizer running, not in time. The throw is to the right field side of second base, Sunahara. Who else would it be at this point? Tried to put a tag on Zanizer, but Zanizer with a pop-up slide, feet first, was able to get past him and into second base with the steal.
Sunahara was really good about keeping that thing in the infield. It was, he had to stretch for that thing.
And Zanizer had a couple of steals last night. He's already got one tonight. Rafael takes this pitch for a ball. Two and two to Rafael, the leadoff man, with Zanizer at second base. 2-2. Ground ball toward Bayless at third. Around the runner. Throws the first a bit high. Not in time. Zanizer trying to score. Will come around to score. The throw from the first baseman Winston is not in time. Zanizer never stopped running when Bayless made the throw over. He realized Rafael was likely going to be safe on the infield single. Zanizer.
Shortstop, number four, Mark Anthony Carroll.
able to come around and score on the high IQ play. It's 3-2 in the bottom of the second with a runner on first.
That was some good hustle.
First pitch fastball on the outside corner for strike one to the right end hitting Mark Anthony Carroll, who was stranded at second base back in the first inning after he was hit by a pitch. Here's the 0-1. Runner going. Curveball taken upstairs. Throw down to second base is in, not in time. The throw beat Rafael there, who had a late jump. And the throw from Osorio looked like it was going to be in plenty of time. It was, but then somehow Rafael was able to avoid the tag. This is the 19th stolen base for Colby Rafael on the year.
Looked like he did a swim move to get his right hand in there to avoid the tag, which is another high IQ play.
Now Carroll takes that pitch in the dirt for ball two. Yeah, head first slide from Rafael, and with the sliding glove on that right hand, it looks like he just leaned out of the way of it, leaning toward right field, and just was able to avoid the tag from Sunahara. The 2-1 fouled back to the screen for strike two. 2-2 to the right hand hitting Mark Anthony Carroll. Wide open stance for the right hand hitter with two outs and the tying run in scoring position at second base. The 2-2 pitch from Caden Hinman misses inside. That will fill the count at 3-2. Rafael will be running on contact with two outs. He's got an easy chance to score here if the ball is put into play. The outfield shaded toward left. Huge hole on the right side, down the right field line. The payoff pitch from Hinman. Swung on ground ball toward the shortstop. Hale Rafael with some footwork to avoid it. Throw to first in time. And the side is retired. Colt 45s get one, but they strand one. It's 3-2 after two as we head to the top of the third inning. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Kevin Wall started his business 28 years ago. If you qualify as a California good driver, you can get started with only 1 month down. Just call or text Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance offers great rates on auto insurance, homeowners, life insurance, or business insurance, RV or boat, and other recreational vehicles. And if you qualify as a California good driver, again, you could get started with only 1 month down. Just give us a call, 530-222-2306 for a free quote today.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR. And I want to tell you about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter's car was stolen, and my first thought was, where do I begin? Well, my first call, Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. On in relief of Tyler Shepard is the right-hander, Ozzie Sanchez. Ozzie Sanchez out of Quartz Hill, California, in Antelope Valley College. Right, standing at 6'1", 180. On the year, he's 2-0 with a 1.50 ERA. In three games, he's started a pair. He's got 12 innings underneath his belt with 12 strikeouts and 6 walks. He's allowed 10 hits. Both of his wins came against the Kings and NBO. As this first pitch to the left-hand hitting Hank Kern is fouled out of play down the first base side for strike one.
Shepard looked like he was struggling, so looks like the coach made a change. Hopefully he salvages this game for a win.
He takes this pitch in the dirt. For ball two. A 2-1 count on left-hand hitting Hank Kern. Facing off against Ozzie Sanchez. On in relief of tonight's starter Tyler Shepard. Fouls this one back toward the Rosebuds dugout again. A great play off the netting for, I believe that's the batter in the hole, Cole Winston. Little barehand play off the netting. Two balls and two strikes to the left-hand hitting right fielder. Wide stance deep in the box. McMillan sets up away the 2-2. Little flare off the end of the bat toward shortstop where Carroll, making his way out toward shallow left on the rim of the outfield grass, will squeeze it for out number one. Now the right-hand hitting Kirk Mazurowski to the plate. He singled his last time up. With one out here in this top of the third inning, it's a 3-2 ball game as Shepard kicks and deals a fastball off the plate. Outside. For ball one. Now the 1-0 popped up out of play toward the parking lot to even up the count at one ball and one strike.
There goes the auto pop gang.
All the kids chasing down that baseball. One ball and one strike with one out and nobody on for the Rosebuds. Sanchez kicks and deals, swing and a miss, blew a fastball by him for strike two. One ball and two strikes to the right-hand hitting Kirk Mazurowski. The 1-2 pitch from Sanchez misses inside.
Came down sideways, or sidearm on that pitch.
Dropping that arm slot a little bit was Shepard. Now Sanchez with a new baseball. Kicks and deals the 2-2 off that first base side of the rubber. Misses low and away for ball three. That will fill the count at three balls and two strikes. Sanchez, in his last appearance, went four innings. He allowed three runs, two of those earned. Walked one and struck out five. That was against Alameda Anchors. There was a fastball in on the hands and foul tip, staying alive just barely, is Mazurowski. Mazurowski has a very similar name to Sharks radio legend Dan Rusinowski, which is probably why I can't get the pronunciation consistent, because I keep thinking of Dan Rusinowski. Here's the payoff pitch. Misses upstairs for ball four, and Mazurowski works a walk.
can't imagine calling a hockey game.
That is why I call baseball, not hockey.
I mean, if you don't know their names, it's like, yeah, there goes the puck in the corner.
I mean, having to know 18 names on both sides of the ice with the first through third line, and then you also have, like, the fourth, any sort of fourth line. Here's the first pitch, misses up and away for ball one to the left-hand hitting Cole Winston, who singled his last time up. That just does not... Well, it sounds fun. I've called basketball before. Basketball's fun, but that's only five people. Here's the 1-0 from Shepard. Hit in the air towards shallow center. Carroll drifting back, calling for it just off the rim of the outfield grass. Will squeeze it for out number three. Another pop-out to Mark Anthony Carroll. Holding it first was Mazurowski. Now Sergio Osorio to the plate. He's had a busy night behind the dish for the Rosebuds.
Still got time to come out to the ball field, people. Come on out and see these Cope 45s finish off the Rosebuds from Portland.
And if not this weekend, there's always next weekend, and all every week until August. Ground ball up the middle. Dylan Green will take it to second base himself for the easy four unassisted force. And that will end the inning. The Rosebuds threaten, but they do not score. They strand one. It is 3-2 after 2.5. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Kevin Wall started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on auto insurance, homeowners, life insurance, or business insurance, RV or boat, and other recreational vehicles. And if you qualify as a California good driver, you can get started with only 1 month down. Just call or text Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 530-222-2306 for a free quote today. Again, that's 530-222-2306.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR, and I want to tell you about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road, Sweeby. A few years ago, my daughter's car was stolen, and my first thought was, where do I begin? Well, my first call, Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306. I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2300.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's 2-0 count on the left-hand hitting Andrew Mora as Hinman kicks and deals a breaking ball in the dirt for ball three. Hinman working quick but missing on all three pitches. A hitter's count to Andrew Mora, the first baseman for Cole 45s, and now he takes that pitch outside for ball four, and he works himself a free pass.
Four straight balls.
Mora, last time he was up in the first inning, his first at bat of the game as well, was walked. Now Dom DeConger to the plate, who that sacrifice fly out to left field. Missed a home run, actually missed a grand slam by about 3 feet. It's the first pitch from Hinman. This is high for ball one. DeConyo
had that grand slam off of Henman, the three-run shot, rather, off of Henman, back on July 4th, Friday night. The 1-0 check swing, call a strike one in the bottom of the zone. And we'll even up the count at one ball and one strike. To the right end hitting DeCagno with the socks up high. Moore being held on at first base by Winston. Backpack down to first base. Almost caught sleeping was Andrew Mora. Looked like he was headed for second base. But the ball evading Cole Winston over there at first base. And it squirted into foul territory. Otherwise, Mora possibly would have been picked off on the backpack. That was also taken for ball two by DeCagno. Now the 2-1 pitch to DeCagno misses up.
DeCagno is wearing his socks like Hunter Pence from the San Francisco Giants.
Yeah, nearly past the knee. The old school look. Winchester, the third base coach, Mora on first, and then DeCagno are the only three with the socks up high as DeCagno takes this pitch low.
Works.
Another walk. That puts the tying run in scoring position for the Colt 45s. It's going to be Dylan Green to the plate, who's cooled off a little bit. Last weekend he had a great weekend at the plate. This weekend it's been a little bit less consistent, only collecting about three hits. He pops this one up toward first base. Winston calling for it, moving into foul territory. Now drifting back into fair territory, will squeeze it for the out. And Green pops out for the second time tonight.
Another infield fly roll.
Which was?
That's to this game. That's not very often that does that happen.
Definitely not. And typically I don't even catch it if there is one called. Just because it's typically easier just to call it a play, which is why, again, having a color commentator, always nice. Second pair of eyes on the game.
Last name Green doesn't count.
There's a lot going on. As the first pitch to Maduhano, this is way inside for ball one.
He struck out looking his last time up, a backward K on the scorecard for him. 1-0 count to the right-hand hitter deep in the box. Breaking ball just misses low. The catcher, Osorio, was set up low and in. It was a perfect pitch by Henman, but it just missed. One ball and one strike. Henman kicks and deals a 2-0. It was a ground ball toward the 5-6 hole. Diving forward is Bayless. He's going to go past him to Hale in the 5-6 hole. And a strong throw to first base will get Maduhano, but the runners advance 90 feet. And the go-ahead run in scoring position now for the Colt 45s. And it lies in the hands of Ryan Hamm with a chance to pull the Colt 45s back into this ball game. They're down 3-2.
Connor Hale showing off the arm there at shortstop.
On the backhand in the 5-6 hole. Bayless also with a great effort diving for it, but it was just beyond his extended reach moving to his left. The first pitch to Hamm is up and in for ball one. Ryan Hamm singled his last time up. Runners at second and third. They take their leads. The infield shifted to pole. The 1-0 catches the bottom of the zone for a called strike one. One ball and one strike. To the right-hand hitting Ryan Hamm, the DH tonight, after a great night at the plate last night. The 1-1 pitch is a ground ball toward the second baseman. Sunahara moving to his left. Rose to first in time. 4-3, the side is retired. The Colt 45s threaten, but they do not score. They strand a pair. It's 3-2 after three as we head to the fourth. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Kevin Wall offers a California Good Driver discount. You can get started with only 1 month down. Just call or text Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 530-222-2206 for a quote today. That's 530-222-2306. We will rock you. We will rock you.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Cherry Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45. I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2300.
Welcome back to Tiger Field, fans. To take us the rest of the way in this inning, here's Jacob.
Thanks for that, Dad. This is Jacob being joined here by Michael Green at the historic Tiger Field in Redding, California. 1-0 to Skyler Sunahara, fouled back to the screen to even up the count at 1-1. Back-to-back nights, we've had the father-son duo. Last night, we had the father-daughter duo back in the studio, David Wiley and Miracle Engineering Things for us. Here's a 1-2 foul toward the Colt 45 dugout for strike two. It's always a special shout-out to my producer, David Wiley, back in the studio, conducting things for us. Here's a 1-2 with nobody out from Ozzie Sanchez. Ground ball chopper toward Mondohano, moving to his left, throws off balance to first. What a play by Isaac Mondohano, taking that ground ball away from Mark Anthony Carroll, who was way back in the 5-6 hole.
You know, as a third baseman, you get what you get. If you got it, you take it. And he took it, little sidearm sling over to first base. It's just a nice, pretty play by that third baseman.
Mondohano making that look routine. And again, as a third baseman, I know that is not routine at all. Here's the first pitch for the top of the order line shot grounder now to Dylan Green, who gobbles it up and flips the first in time. With a 4-3 put out, first pitch swinging from Mitch Toma grounds out. And we'll bring up Armand Lettier with two outs and nobody on in this 3-2 top of the fourth inning. Yeah, Mondohano moving to the left had a beat on it. He was way, way quicker to it than Mark Anthony Carroll because of where Mark Anthony Carroll was shifted on the batter. Now it's right in hitting Lettier to the plate. Shepard. Sanchez, rather, kicks and deals a fastball up and away for ball one. It was just a great play by Mondohano to get to that baseball quickly. 1-0 as Sanchez winds and deals off the first base side. Off speed. Moves Lettier off the plate. Sanchez peering over his glove with his hands extended in front of him now. Reddy's winds and deals the 2-0. Hit in the air towards center. Rafael giving chase back toward left center. Now he's going to have to play it off the wall. I believe it went off the wall in the scoreboard.
Put his hands up like for something happened out there, like for a ground rule double.
Looks like a ground rule double called it. Not sure exactly what happened. It might have, I believe it actually short hopped off the scoreboard, which is outside of the wall, beyond the left center wall out there. And that's not something I've ever seen here at Tiger Field.
It's as if it went over the wall. This rule is a ground rule double.
A ground rule double will put Lettier at second base. For the right-hand hitting Connor Hale to the plate. Shortstop takes a fastball inside.
just a bit inside for ball one.
Back in high school, we played out of a away game. They didn't have a fence, and so if it went into the ditch, something right center, it was ground rule double.
Thankfully, we don't have a ditch here at Tiger Field. Somebody would tear an ACL, swing, and a miss to Hale. Huge cut there, was way late on the fastball.
On the other side of the ditch was a cow pasture. The ditch was to keep the cows off the field.
We just had the Safeway fuel station, which Joel Calder had actually hit a grand slam out there at the Safeway fuel station. Went over the netting out left field as this pitch is taken outside for ball two. That was last season, about midway through. Which I believe that baseball is actually back at the studio because of how that baseball was recovered when our producer's wife actually got the baseball at the gas station because she was there at the time. I believe she went there to see if she could find it and found the baseball, brought it back to the studio. Now 2-2 after that pitch is fouled off. 2-2 with the runner at second base. Sanchez kicks and deals out of the stretch. Swing! The first strikeout for the Rosebuds offense tonight. Great job by Ozzie Sanchez. As we head to the bottom of the fourth inning, it's 3-2. After 3.5, the Colt 45s down by one. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Kevin Wall started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on auto insurance, homeowners, life insurance, or business insurance, RV or boat insurance, and other recreational vehicles. If you qualify as a California Good Driver, you can get started with only 1 month down. Just call or text Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 530-222-2306 for a free quote today. That's 530-222-2306.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Cherry Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green here with KCNR, Shasta Redding, joined here by Michael Green, my dad. It's great to have you with us here on a wonderful Sunday evening edition of Colt 45's Baseball, the finale of this four-game weekend series. Colt 45 is facing off against the Rose City Rosebuds. It's going to be Rain McMillan, Tyler Zanizer, and Colby Raphael due up here in the bottom half of this fourth inning, with the Colt 45s down by a score of 3-2. Rodriguez, the right-hander, kicks and deals a first pitch fastball just off the plate outside for ball one. In three innings, Caden Hinman allowed three hits and two runs. So Rodriguez delivers another breaking ball upstairs for ball two. He walked three and struck out one. Breaking ball from Rodriguez just misses low for ball three. On the right end hitting Rain McMillan, tonight's catcher for the Colt 45s. A 3-0. That one's going to miss, and McMillan works a four-pitch walk. He'll get a courtesy runner out there at first base after the free pass. It's going to be Brandon Bowler, also rocking the socks up high.
How does that courtesy runner work in this league?
For catchers, they are allowed to essentially have a free pinch runner which is something new that I believe started in college ball just a few years ago. It's kind of moved up, not to the minor leagues quite yet, but just college level, which is what this is. It's college level, but obviously not university baseball where it's NAIA or D1, 2, or 3. No one count on Zanizer. Took that pitch for a strike. Runner at first, that's Bowler, the courtesy runner for the walk. Ground ball toward the third baseman, Bayless, goes to second for one. The relay by Sunahara to first, on a hop, and skips past the first baseman, Winston, toward the dugout where the catcher's backing up the throw. A throw to second base at Sunahara, but diving in head first with a slide is Zanizer. A lot going on that play.
That was a rare thing, Sunahara, the throwing error. Turning the double play, just bounced it over there and went off the dugout, or near the dugout, where the catcher was backing up. And just something you don't see from Sunahara.
Sunahara with having to make a quick throw with the speedy Zanizer, but it got there in time. It was just offline and way over the head of the first baseman, Winston. Rafael hits this one foul down the first base side for strike one. He singled and reached on an error tonight. He also has himself his 19th steal of the year. He is one away from that 20 mark. Here's the 0-1 to the right-hand hitter. One out and the runner in scoring position. That's Zanizer. Breaking ball. Hit in the air toward right. That's going to fall for a base hit. Zanizer around third being waved by Winchester. The throw home from the right fielder is not going to be in time. Strong throw from Hank Kern to the cutoff man, but it was not nearly in time, and Rafael has himself an RBI single, and we're all knotted up at three.
Two RBI single by Rafael.
And Winch at third base. The third base coach didn't even hesitate to send him.
And with how quick Hank Kern was able to get to that baseball, he wasn't able to get a lot on it because of where it landed in front of him. He had to do like a little stutter step, end up playing it on a hop, and then with the crow hop throw, the first baseman Winston cut it off in the middle of the infield as this one's popped up back of first base where Winston will be called off by Sunahara, who squeezes it on the run coming over. Mark Anthony Carroll pops out to the second baseman Sunahara. Rafael holds it first.
That ball actually started up over towards the foul line, but then the wind took it back towards the infield where Sunahara put it in the glove.
We've had that cross breeze blowing all night from right to left field.
And it feels good right now. We've dropped down to 91 degrees.
Beautiful night for baseball here at Tiger Field. Rafael not running on the play as that pitch is taken on the outside corner for a called strike to Andrew Mora, the left-hand hitter who has walked tonight twice. And I have to imagine Rafael will be going on this next pitch. He's not even drawing a pickoff attempt on over at first base as he inches now with a huge lead. He's going to go, and it's going to skip past the catcher. Taking second base easily with no throw is Rafael. That will be a wild pitch. No stolen base. Unfortunately, after it sneaked through the five hole of the catcher, a 1-1 count to Andrew Mora.
Even if the catcher was able to throw down a second, there was no way he was going to get caught because he had a big old jump on it.
Mora pokes at this one, hits it in the air towards center. The center fielder let the air giving chase will squeeze it in the alley for out number two, out number three rather, and the side is retired. But the Colt 45s get one, they strand one. We're all knotted up at three through four here at Tiger Field. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Kevin Wall offers all sorts of great rates on auto insurance, homeowners, life, or business insurance, along with RV or boat and other recreational vehicles. If you qualify as a California good driver, you can get started with only 1 month down. Just call or text Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 530-222-2306.
I'm I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Hello, fans. Welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Sam Bayless, Hank Kern, and Kirk Mazurowski do up for the Rosebuds, facing off against Ozzie Sanchez here in this top of the fifth inning. A fastball on the inside corner, called strike one. Bayless has popped out and flown out tonight. Right-hand hitter facing off against Sanchez in his third full inning of work. Here's the 0-1 from the righty Sanchez. In the dirt, blocked by McMillan. 1-1 now to the right-hand hitting Sam Bayless, playing the hot corner tonight for the Rosebuds. The 1-1 from Sanchez. Just off the plate outside for ball two. Now the 2-1 from Sanchez. Ducking out of the way is Bayless, falling all the way down to the ground. That heater came way up and in on him. Some chin music for Sam Bayless.
That was a statement pitch saying, get off my plate.
Sam Bayless leaning way over. Here's a 3-1. Line shot foul beyond the first base dugout of the Rosebuds. That will fill the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Yeah, high heater that just knocked Bayless down to his bottom.
A little old school.
Here's the payoff pitch from Sanchez. Ground ball toward Mondohano at third. Routine throws across in time. The stretch by Amora. 5-3. We'll bring up Hank Kern after out number one is recorded. Left-hand hitting Hank Kern, who's singled and popped out tonight. Patrolling right field tonight for the Rosebuds. So first pitch to him is in the dirt for ball one. One ball and no strikes with one out, nobody on. In the top of the fifth inning, we're all knotted up at 3 runs apiece. Sanchez off the first base side of the rubber, kicks and deals up and away for ball two. Sanchez on in relief of Tyler Shepard, who went the first two. Righty peering in, now winds and deals the 2-0. Ground ball toward Green at second base, gobbled up and flips the first in time for the 4-3 putout. That's out number two. Now Kirk Mazurowski to the plate, who's singled and walked tonight. The designated hitter for the Rosebuds. Right-hand hitter. Facing off against Ozzie Sanchez, working off the first base side of the rubber.
Designated hitter, number 13, Kirk Mazurowski.
Infield and outfield playing straight up. Ozzie Sanchez out of the windup kicks and deals a breaking ball right at the bottom of the zone on the inside corner. Called strike one. Ozzie Sanchez has been efficient when pitching out of the windup, but when there's runners on, he's pitching out of the stretch, just not quite as lethal. Here's the 0-1 from the righty pitching in a tie ball game. Breaking ball on the inside corner for strike two. Quickly putting Mazurowski in an 0-2 hole.
He's right on top of the plate also.
Shepard does not mind working around that. Here's the 0-2 delivery. Popped up out of play toward the third base side. Mondo Hanna giving chase, but running out of real estate. As the count holds at no balls and two strikes. Sanchez readies, gets his sign from McMillan. Now the 0-2 from Sanchez is a breaking ball, foul tipped off the mask of McMillan. Seems to be okay as he gets a baseball from home plate umpire Steve Grace. Flips the mask back on. Now Reddy's back behind the plate. Now the 0-2 from Sanchez with two outs. And this is up and in. Ball one. Drew a check swing from Mazurowski, but wasn't even close to going around. Ozzy Sanchez working in this 3-3 ball game. The 1-2 pitch is a breaking ball that's going to flunk Mazurowski, but Mazurowski leaned into it and now rung up on strikes. And Mazurowski a little bit frustrated with the umpire there, but if you lean into a pitch like that, he was just waiting for the pitch to come in, and that's strike three on him. And the side is retired. We're halfway through our ballgame tonight at Tiger Field, all knotted up at three as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 2861 Kern Creek Road. Kevin Wall started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on all sorts of insurance, from auto insurance, homeowners, life or business, RV or boat, and other recreational vehicles. Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, is the insurance for you. If you qualify as a California Good Driver, you can get started with only 1 month down. Just call or text Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 530-222-2306 for a free quote today. 530-222-2306.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California on a 2-0 count. DeCano lines a shot right at Sam Bayless, who handles the hot liner for a quick out number one. Line out right at Sam Bayless, who crouched down to get the baseball and picked it off the dirt. A great play by Sam Bayless over there at the hot corner, and that is why they call it the hot corner. Absolute missile right off the bat of the right-hand hitting Dom DeCano. Now Dylan Green up to the plate. Right-hand hitter takes a first pitch ball outside the zone.
That last end of the inning looked like the batter was didn't attempt to get out of the way. So when he got hit, it was considered a strike, which then it was strike three.
Which is then ruled as a strikeout looking, I believe, as Green takes a huge cut at this one. That's 1-1 as Rodriguez winds and deals a breaking ball, foul tipped off the plate by Dylan Green.
So I guess you have to attempt to get out of the way. You want to get hit by a breaking ball, which usually doesn't hurt. You want to at least look like you're trying to get out of the way. But he argued his case, and the umpire won.
And for Mazurowski, who was the batter up, as Rodriguez kicks and deals the 1-2 pitch, the breaking ball, Green with a line shot into left field. Coming in for it is the left fielder, Toma. That's the second out. A couple of line outs, a couple of outs for the Colt 45s.
Stepping into the
now it will be Isaac Mandujano. And as you said, Dad, without attempting to get out of the way, but for Mazurowski, who was the hitter in that right-hand batter's box, he was making the case that he was taking his pre-pitch motion toward the pitch and then kind of end up moving into the pitch on accident. But because of the breaking ball, his timing was off, and so his pre-pitch was all out of whack, and the timing was weird. That's why he got hit by the pitch, but the home plate umpire, Steve Grace, was not having any of it. So 1-0 to Mandujano, misses low for ball two. Two balls and no strikes with two outs in the bottom of the fifth, all knotted up at three. Cesar Rodriguez kicks and deals the 2-0, misses low again with the off-speed for ball three. 3-0 count to the right-hand hitting Mandujano. Fastball misses low and away, and Mandujano works a walk. We'll get the free pass. Another free pass awarded to the Colt 45s tonight.
Designated hitter, number 19.
This is their fifth of the night. Now Ryan Hamm to the plate. Ryan Hamm on the night is grounded out and singled. He's 1-for-2. He takes ball off the plate outside. Mandujano being held on by the first baseman Cole Winston. Here's the 1-0 Mandujano not going. Breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Osorio, and skips away in front of home plate. Mandujano will easily take second base on the wild pitch. 2-0 to the right-hand hitting Ryan Hamm here at Tiger Field in Redding, California, where the lights have taken full effect as the sun has pretty much fully descended. The 2-0 pitch, breaking ball hit in the air toward foul territory, giving chase as a third baseman toward the bullpen, converging with the left fielder, but overrunning it, way out of play, was the left fielder, Toma. Somehow staying alive is Ryan Hamm for a long strike one. And everyone's going to have to retrace their steps. A long run for Bayless and Hale, the third baseman shortstop, but also the left fielder, Mitch Toma, who was out by the warning track in left field. A trio of rosebuds converging on that baseball, and nobody was able to get to it. Now Rodriguez with a new baseball. Kicks and deals the 2-1 with the outfield shaded toward left. Fouled back to the screen for strike two. Two balls and two strikes with two outs. Here in the bottom of the fifth, all knotted up at 3-3. Wide open stance for the right end hitting Ryan Hamm. Rodriguez checks the runner at second, kicks and deals a breaking ball, misses low and in. That will fill the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. The Colt 45s close to getting something going here. They have a runner at second. That's the go-ahead run in scoring position. The outfield playing to pull on the right end hitting Ryan Hamm with two outs. Rodriguez, glove of the belt, kicks and deals the payoff pitch. Breaking ball misses high. And now Mandujano caught in between the bases at second and third. It's going to be the whole infield working to get Mandujano out on this pickle to throw to third base in time. And Mandujano caught napping. And that is how the Rosebuds get out of the inning. The Colt 45s with a base running error. And we're still knotted up at three as we head to the top of the sixth. The Colt 45s, again, all knotted up at three apiece. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Turn Creek Road. Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, or business insurance, along with RV or boat and other recreational vehicles. If you qualify as a California Good Driver, you could get started with only 1 month down. Just call or text Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 530-222-2333.
530-222-0606 for a free quote. Again, that's 530-222-2306.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Church Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
Being joined here by Michael Green, father-son duo, back at it again for this fourth game of a weekend series here in the series finale. The Colt 45 is going for the four-game sweep of the Rose City Rosebuds out of Portland, Oregon. On in relief is going to be Nathan Medina for the Colt 45s. Medina on the year is 1-0 with a 3.27 ERA. He's appeared in five games. He's got one save and 11 innings underneath his belt. His win came against the Kings back on June 14th. He last appeared against the Anchors. That was on June 29th last weekend in a contest. The Colt 45s won by a score of 8-4. He went one inning, allowed one hit, and got the save in that contest. He had a strikeout as well in that one inning of work. Cole Winston due up along with Sergio Osorio and Skylar Sunahara. All knotted up at three apiece after Colt 45s were threatening in a runner in scoring position. The first pitch taken outside for ball one. And Mondo Hano, unfortunately, caught in the pickle between second and third, and just base running error. This pitch is taken on the inner half, called strike one.
If you're keeping score at home on the throw, it went from 2-5 to 4-5 to get him at third base.
And that whole infield converging as soon as Mondo Hano was caught sleeping as this pitch is taken on the outside corner right at the belt for strike two. With nobody out here in the top of the sixth inning, all knotted up at 3-3. This one's hit in the air toward left. Camping underneath it is Anheuser, playable for him, and he will squeeze it for out number one. Winston flies out to Zanizer. We'll bring up Sergio Osorio.
That old school term, maybe you can think about it, called panicorn.
Right. Yeah.
Didn't even have to move. Sergio. It just almost went right straight to him.
Did a little stutter step and then just returned back to where he was originally positioned. So fly ball right at Zanizer out there patrolling left field. A huge cut and foul tip into the glove of the catcher by Osorio for strike one. Ozzie Sanchez goes three innings of one hit, no run baseball. He struck out two and walked one. Now the 0-1 delivery to the right end hitting Osorio from Medina. It's hit in the air towards center. Rafael giving chase. Playable for him up the alley, and he will squeeze that for out number two. And now only missing a fly out to right field to round things out and in the inning. Skylar Sunahara, who's grounded out twice tonight, both to the left side, to Mark Anthony Carroll at short, and then also to the third baseman Mondo Hano at third. It's the first pitch from Medina. Foul tipped over the screen for strike one.
That foul ball brought to you by Boundary Waters.
Sunahara, 0-2 on the night. He grounds this one toward the third baseman, Mondo Hano, waiting for the chopper. Now throws across in time for the 5-3 put out, and the side is retired. We're all knotted up at three as we head to the bottom half of the sixth. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance. Give them a call for a free quote today at 530-222-2306. Again, that's 530-222-2306.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Church Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. IG Sota on in relief, rocking the socks up high, the red socks for the Rosebuds, working off the first base side of the rubber. The right-hander will be facing off against McMillan, Zanizer, and then the top of the order in Colby Raphael for the Rosebuds. The tall right-hander who was retired to
the sixth inning, the board five.
My apologies, not retired to in the game, but in the eighth inning last night, was thrown out on that 4-3 ground out with a head first slide. That was IG Sota. He's now in the game as a relief pitcher, facing off against McMillan, Zanizer, and then Raphael. There's the first pitch to the right hand hitting McMillan. This is way inside for ball one. Cesar Rodriguez went two innings of one hit, no run baseball. He walked three and struck out none for the Rosebuds. He was on in relief of the starting pitcher, Caden Hinman. It's a 1-0. This is wide for ball two. Squirts all the way back to the screen.
IG Sota, a resident, original resident of Japan. I ran into him at the break. He's about 6'2", because I was looking up at him.
Oh, to be 6'2".
Yes.
Talked about it last night, too. I'd be playing a different sport. As Sota just misses the zone with this one. Shake his arm around a little bit. Looks like he's not quite feeling great out there on the hill. He's going to get a new baseball and rub it up a little bit. Calm his nerves. Working a 3-0 count. Facing off against McMillan, who has walked and grounded into a double play tonight. Here's the 3-0 pitch from Sota off the first base side of the hill. This is way inside, and a 4-pitch walk issued to McMillan. Brandon Bowler will be the courtesy runner yet again.
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
You're listening to KCNR's Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com. If you're just joining us, thanks for tuning in and listening. It's great to have you with us here on this Sunday evening edition, the finale of a four-game Independence Day weekend series between the Rosebuds and the Colt 45s. Bowler not running at first. Zanizer takes a called strike on the outer half.
was a nice looking breaking ball.
Bowler being held on by Winston at first. Pitch from Soda. Popped up back to second base. Sunahara giving chase. Now in shallow left center field. We'll squeeze it for out number one. Danizer pops out.
Left fielder Danizer flies out to second baseman Sunahara.
That is out number one. Now the top of the order in Colby Raphael to the plate here in this bottom of the sixth inning. With one out. The Rosebuds shifted the pull on the infield. With the speedy Raphael at the plate, their chances for a double play are slimmer than typical with other Cole 45 batters. Still a ground ball away from a twin killing as a first pitch from Soto as a breaking ball that just misses the inside.
With the shift on, it leaves a gigantic hole between first and second.
Especially with the first baseman Winston holding the runner Bowler on, and Sunahara is playing about three steps to the right field side of second base. Shifted Raphael way far to pull on that infield. Is the 1-0 with Bowler going. Is a breaking ball taken inside. The throw down to second base is not in time. Bowler easily gets a stolen base.
Had a good jump on the pitch, and the pitch was a breaking ball, which gave him a little more steps to get to second base.
That also just wasn't the strongest of throws from the catcher, Osorio, who had to receive the throw way inside and had some weird footwork to deal with. Here's the 2-0. The double play no longer in order. Broken bat! We're playing in the Wooden Bat League, folks. Sunahara handles the ground ball, bobbles it, and it's going to escape the clutches of him. That'll put runners at the corners. Everybody's going to be safe. And there's still only one out. Broken bat single for Colby Raphael. Another reminder that this is a wooden bat league. We're not using metal around here, folks. Some old school hardwood. And Raphael, he comes up next, we'll have to grab a new piece of lumber. Now the right-hand hitting Mark Anthony Carroll to the plate. Not a betting man, but I would throw down a 20 right now that Raphael is going to try and draw a throw by stealing second base, and they're going to try and sneak Brandon Bowler in from third. Here's the first pitch from Soto. Raphael going. Here's the throw. Misses low, and Raphael will easily take second base without a throwdown. That'll put runners at second and third here in this 3-3 ball game in the bottom of the sixth. Runners at second and third for the Colt 45s.
That pitch was in the dirt. There was no chance to even throw it.
Not necessarily sure if that would be scored a stolen base or not with no throw down and the catcher not really receiving the throw. The Rosebuds draw the infield in. There's the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball just misses a low. Just a bit inside for ball two to Mark Anthony Carroll, who has popped out, grounded out, and been hit by a pitch tonight. Right-in hitter facing off against IG Soto. Runners at second and third. A huge lead at second base for Raphael, not even being held on by anyone. Here's the 2-0. He's about a third of the way toward third. Breaking ball goes past the backstop. The catcher's going to try and make a play on a throw home. It's not going to be in time. Bowler comes in to score. Raphael moves up to third.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR. And I want to talk about...
have a one-run lead. Raphael moving up to third. Mark Anthony Carroll now working a 3-0 count. And coming in to score was Bowler on the wild pitch. Runner at third with one out. The infield still playing in for the Colt 45s, who are trying to scratch across a run here. The Rosebuds doing all they can to gun down the runner at home if there's a ground ball on the infield. Here's a 3-0 pitch from Soto to the right-hand hitting Carroll in the dirt, smothered by the catcher Osorio. That will put runners at the corners for Andrew Mora. Carroll working the four-pitch walk.
That will move the middle infielders to double play depth, second base, and the corners will still play even with the bag.
And the first baseman, Winston, is going to be holding on the runner, Mark Anthony Carroll, just to keep that double play in order. Soda looking for a ground ball. He doesn't want to walk away from this ballgame with the loss. It's 4-3 in the bottom of the sixth. Soda comes set, checks the runner first. Huge lead over there at first. The runner going. Huge jump. The pitch taken low, and Carroll will have himself an easy stolen base. No contest. Got a huge jump on the pitch. He was nearly halfway to second base when Soda was starting the leg kick.
And the Rosebuds bring the infield in again.
Looking to keep the score limited. Here's the 1-0. Catches the top of the zone on the outside corner to even up the count at one ball and one strike. DeCagno on deck should the inning continue. Mora has walked twice and flown out tonight. A fly out here would score another run if it's deep enough. Here's the 1-1. It's going to go off the leg of Mora. He flips his bat away in frustration. So he almost got his feet taken out from underneath him. He's going to jog up the first baseline. That will load the bases for the 45. Now the Colt 45s with a massive opportunity to blow this game wide open with the bases loaded and one out. And nobody other than Dom DeCagno to the plate, who's been one of the hottest bats recently for the Colt 45s. He's got about 10 RBIs in the last couple of weekends with a couple of dingers to add to that tally as well. Mark Hills will make his way up to the mound and have a chat with Soda.
Andrew Mora down there first base, got plunked in the leg and still shaking it a little bit down there. I guarantee you that's really going to hurt tomorrow.
Now, it looks like it might have been on his thigh or something. Not quite
we'll
sure.
We'll see if Harold Schaap will be shutting down in 15 minutes.
Mark Hills makes his way back to the dugout of the Rosebuds.
Base is loaded. That's going to move our shortstop and second baseman's defense back to double play depth in the middle.
Corners playing on the rim of the infield grass. Third baseman playing back behind the third base bag a little bit. That's Sam Bayless over there at third. The first baseman shifted the pole on the right hand hitting Dom DeCagno, who is one RBI short of the team lead in that ribby department. He's lined out, hit a sacrifice fly, and walked tonight. Here's the first pitch from Soto. Is going to plunk DeCagno on the back leg, and that will scratch a run across. It's 5-3 now as everybody moves up 90 feet.
DeCagno did attempt to get out of the way, although it was just more like a Perrier spin. He knew he was going to get hit. He knew it wasn't going to hurt because it was a curveball. But that's what we need to do to get on base, unlike the Rosebud player that did not attempt to get out of the way.
That is the bigger thing as well for DeCagno is just where that was going to hit him. It wasn't really a way he could get out of the way. Soda delivers a fastball up and away for ball one to Dylan Green, who's popped out twice and lined out tonight.
I know if you get walked with bases loaded, you get an RBI. If you get plunked, do you get an RBI?
And that is why I'm not an official score. I don't believe so. That pitch is taken inside for ball two. I think because a walk isn't at bat, hit by pitch is not, but I could be wrong. Depends on...
I know a walk is not considered an at bat either.
Or yes, that's what I meant. A walk, I know a walk isn't considered an at bat, but a plate appearance, and then the same with hit by pitch, I believe. But I could be wrong. Maybe it's the other way around. Is this ball... is blocked by the catcher, Osorio, squirts up the first baseline, but he keeps everyone from moving up 90 feet, pouncing on it. It's a 3-0 count on Dylan Green. The Rosebuds have no one out there working in the bullpen. This is Soto's inning. The outfield shaded toward left. Here's the 3-0 pitch from Soto to the right-hand hitting Dylan Green. Misses low, and Green works a walk, and will add another run. Onto the scoreboard for the Colt 45s, and everybody moves up 90 feet again. Carroll comes in to score. And the bases stay loaded. for Isaac Mandujano, as Mark Hills is going to make his way out to the mound and, I believe, take the baseball from I.G. Sota. We'll have a new pitcher on in relief for the Rosebuds. It will be Mandujano against the new relief pitcher for these Rose City Rosebuds out of Portland, Oregon. With the bases loaded, it's 6-3 here in the bottom of the sixth. The Colt 45s on top. We'll be right back after this message from our sponsors.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Michael Green. It's great to have you with us here on a wonderful Sunday evening edition of this four-game series, the finale on this Independence Day weekend. It's Isaac Mandujano facing off against Alex Rodriguez, the new relief pitcher for the Rosebuds, with the bases loaded here in a 6-3 ball game in the bottom half of the sixth inning.
At the break, had my lovely wife next to me look it up, and hit by pitch with the bases loaded is just like getting walked. You do get an RBI and not charge an at-bat.
Well, you learn something new every day. That is something I always mixed up when scorekeeping, especially, is unearned runs versus earned runs. It's a breaking ball catches the inside corner for a called strike one on Mandujano, the right-hand batter.
That was a little league curveball. That was really slow.
12-6 bender that got over the plate.
It went over the plate. That's all that matters.
6-3, bases loaded. Another breaking ball misses wide to even up the count at one ball and one strike. And at-bats and plate appearances as well. Just things I don't have to worry about broadcasting, thankfully. Here's the 1-1 from Rodriguez, the righty. Fastball misses upstairs for ball two. Osorio doing his best to try and frame that pitch, but it was way out of the zone. The corner infielder is playing even with the bag. Winston at first and Bayless at third. The 2-1 pitch is going to come up and in on Mandujano. Almost hit him in the face. Leaning out of the way, he will take first base. And it's another free 90 feet for the Colt 45s this inning, and also the third hit batter. Three walks and three hit batters in the inning.
And guess what? Mondo Hart's got an RBI.
There it is, yeah. Mandujano adding to his season tally. Andrew Mora comes in to score. And now a pinch hitter to the plate for Ryan Ham. It's going to be John Handy.
Pinch hitter, number 13, John
Handy. Handy for Ham. Ham on the night went 1-for-3 with a walk, did a single as well. John Handy in that DH spot. Right-hand hitter. He's got five homers on the year.
Handy,
his pitch misses.
Low
for ball one.
A home run, a grand slam.
My apologies. Four home runs on the year. My math would be incorrect. He hit one a couple of games ago. Now the 1-0 to the right-hand hitting John Handy. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss.
Had a good cut at that curveball. This little hanger.
Did you win?
just a bit tardy on it. 1-1. Left side of the infield shifted to pole. Breaking ball on the inside corner, called strike two. Andy laying off of it. Here's the 1-2 pitch as Rodriguez comes set, kicks, and deals. A breaking ball is going to plunk Handy. And that will move everyone up 90 feet again. And the Colt 45s have now batted around after another hit batter in the inning. It was a breaking ball that didn't get back over the plate like it should have. And that is the fifth run of the inning. It's now 8-3 here in the bottom of the sixth. The Colt 45s have blown the game wide open. That will now be Rain McMillan to the plate, who started off this inning with the walk.
And if you haven't already learned yet, like we did, Handy just got an RBI by getting hit by a pitch.
Pinch hit RBI. Here's a 1-0. Foul tipped off the glove of the catcher. So even if you count one ball and one strike on Rain McMillan.
Rain McMillan's up there with no batting gloves on. I like this.
Old school. A la Stephen Vogt, who I think is the last somewhat famous big leaguer. The 1-1 waved at for strike two. The last somewhat notoriously well-known big leaguer that would hit barehanded, just using pine tar. It's the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball misses upstairs.
And Stephen Vogt was also a catcher.
That's a very catcher thing to do.
Yeah.
Like Jorge Posada, who had all these tips and tricks to keep his hands tough so he could do that. Here's a 2-2 pitch. Poked at a little flare toward foul territory. The catcher, Osorio, diving forward near the netting, but loses the baseball and nearly goes headfirst through the netting on the right side, back by the Rosebuds on deck circle. A sensational effort, and he gained some applause here from the fans at Tiger Field. But Rain McMillan staying alive by the skin of his teeth, which, ironic considering Rain McMillan made a play similar to that one on Sam Bayless back in the first. Count holds at 2 balls and 2 strikes. The base is still loaded with one out. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Misses high and away for ball three. That will fill the count. 4 hit batters in the inning and 3 walks for the Colt 45s. They've got 7 free bases thus far. Here's the payoff pitch with one out from Rodriguez. Misses low and away, and McMillan works a walk again. And everybody moves up 90 feet via the free pass. That will bring up Tyler Zanizer, who was out number one of the inning. Brandon Bowler will go out to be the courtesy runner. Tyler Zanizer out of Shasta College, the hometown kid from Palisadro. Always getting some applause from the fans here at Tiger Field. First pitch from Alex Rodriguez. This is low and away for ball one. And the Colt 45s have put 6 on the board in this inning, which has really been the Rosebuds putting 6 on the board for them. The free pass from the Rosebuds just biting them. Here's the 1-0. This is low, blocked by Osorio back there. He's been putting on a clinic tonight.
Yeah, the play where Osorio went into the net, that just shows you how tough catchers have to be, and they're just a different breed behind the dish.
It's one of those things, the age-old debate of whether or not a catcher or a quarterback is harder, as this one's hit in the air toward left, toward the track, right at the wall, and the left fielder, Toma, is going to squeeze it for out number 2, and tagging on the play is Mandujano. Sack fly to the left fielder, Toma. For the runner to score and put the Colt 45s in double digits. They're up by a score of 10-3 now with 2 outs.
That will bring up the top of the order in Colby Raphael.
Zanizer made the first and second out of the inning.
Tyler Zanizer with a productive out this time. Great job by Zanizer to give it a ride.
The great thing about that is it doesn't get charged against his batting average.
As
a sacrifice flood.
Raphael working a 1-0 count now, which I believe. Another great block from Basara as this one's bouncing the dirt inside on Raphael for ball two. Because a sacrifice fly is not in at bat. Which again, another thing I confuse when keeping score. Here's the 2-0 as Rodriguez checks the runners back at second and first with two outs. Bounces it in the dirt. Osorio blocked by his chest protector yet again. And Handy retreats back to second base. It's ball three on Raphael, who singled his last time up.
Did a great job of keeping that ball in front of him. That way he can keep an eye on those runners who did not advance.
And Osorio getting that chest protector at a 45-degree angle and getting on top of the baseball to pound it back into the dirt. Just a 3-0 taken off the plate outside. Might have missed a little bit low. And Raphael works himself a free pass. Story of the night for the Colt 45s. As Raphael gets on base for the fifth time tonight. Everybody moves up 90 feet. Mark Anthony Carroll, ground ball, where Sunahara recovers it, back behind second base, the throw home is cut off by the pitcher, now thrown home, everybody's going to hold there, and looks like Handy sliding into home, might have tweaked his ankle a little bit, he's limping back to the dugout, hopefully he's alright, safe at first, with the infield single is Mark Anthony Carroll. First pitch swinging. Sunahara somehow got to the baseball back behind second base. Another sensational effort by Sunahara.
Now
we'll add another run to the board. It's 12-3. And Andrew Moore to the plate, who was hit by a pitch earlier in this inning. Raphael at third. My apologies. Bowler at third. Actually came in to score. So runners at first and second. Raphael at second. Mark Anthony Carroll from first. Here's a swing and miss from Andrew Mora to even up the count at one ball and one strike. After the Colt 45s had put 9 on the board. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball just misses for ball two. Something we're not seeing from the home plate umpires, that strike zone expanding as the Colt 45s tack onto this lead. It's now 12-3 in what was once a stalemate between the two. A breaking ball on the outside corner right at the knees for a called strike two. The Rosebuds now have somebody out in the bullpen warming up. Looks like it's Gio Alvilar out there. It's a 2-2 to Mora. Misses high and away for ball three as the Little League team here. There's a payoff pitch. Misses wide. Mora works a walk.
Just a bit outside.
And now Dom DeConyer to the plate. And what has seemed to be an eternal inning for these Rosebuds. The Colt 45s nearly batting around twice. The base is loaded for the right fielder, Dom DeConyer, who was hit by a pitch his last time up. He's walked once tonight. Sacrifice fly and lined out. He takes called ball for ball one. 1-0 count on the right-hand hitter with a wide-open stance. 1-0 misses low blocked by Osorio again, absolutely smothered it. Colt 45s have hit, I believe, 3 grand slams this season. They have a chance to do it again here with some power at the plate in the right-hand hitting Dom DiCagno. Here's the 2-0 delivery from Alex Rodriguez. Catches the bottom of the zone right at the knee. Let's move the count. 2 balls and 1 strike. With 2 outs. Rodriguez comes set, kicks, and deals. Swing and a miss. And thinking about a back pick was Osorio, and he fakes Andrew Moore into diving back head first into second base. A great job again by Osorio. I can't say it enough to give him his flowers on his effort tonight. It's been sensational back behind the plate. 2-2 to the right-hand hitting DiCagno. As Rodriguez kicks and deals, it's fouled back to the screen, and we'll do it again.
As a catcher sitting back there this long, it's pretty tiring.
The only good thing about that at this point is it's not super-duper hot. It's cooled off here at Tiger Field. Now the 2-2 pitch. Hit in the air towards shallow left center field, but the shortstop moving over. That's Connor Hale. Will squeeze it to retire the side. But the Colt 45s put 9 on the board. After 6, as we head to the 7th, it's 12-3. The Colt 45s on top. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance. Just call or text Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 530-222-2306 for a free quote. That's 530-222-2306.
Today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until the renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
Hello, fans. Welcome back to Tiger Field
in Redding, California. The District 1 Little League champs just got a shout-out as they got the parade in front of the crowd here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. Leading things off for the Rosebuds will be Mitch Toma, Armand Lettier, and Connor Hale all two up here in this top of the seventh inning. In a 12-3 ball game, it's going to be Nathan Medina still out there for the Colt 45s. Facing off against this Rosebud lineup. So the Colt 45s only got 2 hits last inning, but the free 90 feet between hit batters and walks is what got them those 9 runs, doing a great job of using their eyes to their advantage. As Medina delivers us. Ball to make the count 1 ball and no strikes to the left-hand hitting Mitch Toma. Take a huge credit. This one comes up empty. Even up the count at 1 ball and 1 strike. I'm Jacob Green here tonight with my father on the call, Michael Green. It's great to have you with us
here on a Sunday evening edition of Colt 45's Baseball. Medina delivers this pitch outside for ball two. Just a couple of kids living out their dreams of being broadcasters on the radio calling a baseball game. Nothing quite like it. 2-1, misses inside for ball three.
Yeah, I was sharing with you before we went on the air last night that when we were in high school, we didn't have TV and cable. You got to listen to on the radio. You got to listen to Bill King on the A's game broadcasts.
3-1 foul tipped into the glove of the catcher to fill the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes.
And, yes, that was at lunchtime in high school on the radio in the parking lot.
Yeah, there's nothing quite like baseball on the radio. The payoff pitch from Medina, swing and a miss. Toma goes down swinging for out number one.
I want to shout out to my friend Rob Silver, who lives up in Portland, and he's the one that we would go out and sit in his truck, his Datsun pickup truck, and listen to A's broadcast, the day games, of course, or even the twilight road games.
Breaking ball backs. Right end hitting Lettier off the plate for ball one. Back in the day with Bill King and Lon Simmons on the call.
Yes.
With Dick Callahan on the loudspeakers at the Coliseum. This one's on the hands of the batter's a little flare back behind shortstop where Mark Anthony Carroll drifts back to squeeze it for out number two. Quickly two away. Nothing like baseball on the radio. And that's where I echo the words from Moneyball. How can you not be romantic about baseball?
That pitch was in on the hands. I think you got a little vibration up that bat handle. Didn't even let go of it all the way down, running down the first base.
And not a fun time, which thankfully they're wooden bats, so it's not as pronounced of a vibration like metal bats are. Now Hale, wide open stance on that right side. First pitch is bounced in there for ball one. Thankfully, I was raised correctly to where I grew up listening to Sharks Radio, Warriors Radio, and, of course, Ken Korak on the call with Vince, Ray, Glenn Kuyper occasionally, Dallas Braden at some points, and then Chris Townsend on the back end with A-Stock. Here's the 1-0. Fastball gets at the top of the zone to even up the count at 1 ball and 1 strike. Listening to Oakland A's Radio.
Yes.
And blessed to be able to tune into Ken Korak every night. Swing and a miss for strike two. Way tardy on that pitch. The fastball blew by Connor Hale.
How many nights did you stay up past your bedtime listening to the A's games?
Well, for anyone out there listening on the airwaves, here's a 1-2. Little pop-up back behind first base. Moore giving chase along with the right fielder into foul territory. DeCampagno squeezes it. For out number three, and the side is retired. The Rosebuds go 1-2-3. It's time to stretch here at Tiger Field in Redding, California. We'll get back to the color commentary after we stretch here in this 12-3 ball game. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Kevin Wall started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on all types of insurance, from auto insurance, homeowners, life, business, RV or boat, and other recreational vehicles. You can qualify as a California Good Driver and get started today with only 1 month down. Just call or text Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306 for a free quote today.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Redding Colt 45.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Skyler Tsunahara on in relief for the Rosebuds, on in relief of Alex Rodriguez, who went a couple of innings of relief, one inning plus, actually. Will be Tsunahara facing off against Green, Mondo, Hano, and Handy for the Colt 45s. Dylan Green, a slightly open stance from that right side. Tsunahara delivers an off-speed up and in for ball two on Dylan Green. We were talking about, before the break, all the broadcasters I've listened to. Dylan Green, a mile-high pop-up out of play toward the Colt 45 bullpen for a long, loud strike one. And then for everybody listening who's complimented me and what I've been able to do, it's simply because I've listened to hours and hours of baseball and Ken Korak, and that is the only reason I'm any good at what I do. Along with, of course, my producer back in the studio, David Wiley, and occasionally Phil Churchill filling in. They both do a great job. And then also my dad, who has joined with me here, providing advice and all sorts of other stuff, as well as any other color commentators I've had along the way. Of course, led by Austin White, as Dylan Green thought he had ball four, but it was actually called strike two there, to fill the count up at three balls and two strikes, something the Colt 45s have seen a lot tonight. I spent hours from the age of probably about eight on. Here's the payoff pitch from Tsunahara, ground ball foul, to stay alive for Dylan Green. Tsunahara really doing it all for the Rosebuds. And Taiji Sota over there at second base as well for the Rosebuds. Here's the payoff pitch again from Tsunahara. There's hit in the air toward right. Should be playable with the shift on. Might land for a base hit, and it will. Green around first is going to cruise into second base. The throw from the right fielder is not going to be in time. Dylan Green has himself a double. The outfield was shaded toward left, and Dylan Green had all the time in the world to get to second base.
He had way too much real estate to cover over in right field. So he was able to leg out a double.
That right fielder, Hank Kern, was shaded up the alley. He was right in front of the 370 mark, and he had about 120 feet to run, seemed like, running a Hail Mary to chase down that baseball. Here's the first pitch to the right-hand hitting Isaac Mondujano after the double from Green. Catches the top of the zone for a called strike one, and from the age of eight on, listened to Ken Korak a lot. And
Vince
always
Catronio.
Joined by Vince Catronio and Ray Fossey. which is why I don't need a script for what I do in terms of the pregame and everything else, which most announcers typically would, but the hours I've put in just simply listening to Ken Korak, I have it all memorized. That and calling games in the backyard as a kid with my brothers when we'd play, whether it be baseball or kickball. This one's hit in the air toward left field. Should be playable for the left fielder, Toma, who squeezes it for out number one. Maduhana with a mile-high flyout.
Not to mention that you actually got to have a phone call with the great Ken Korak.
Yeah, which was, to say starstruck would be an understatement, as we're going to get a pinch hitter for the Colt 45s. It's going to be Blankenship getting his first at-bat of the 2025 campaign. With the runner on second and one out, he takes a fastball right down Broadway for a called strike one.
Yeah, when you got a nine-run lead, you got to get the clean jerseys out there and get some time in for them.
Let the younger guys get some reps in. Bradley Blankenship, right-hand hitter, even stance, swing and a miss at a fastball up and away. Got him to chase that pitch. Sunahara rearing back with some high octane. A small frame down there on the mound. Staying at about 5'6". Or taller. I'll give him credit. 5'8". Benefit of the doubt, 5'8". I'm only 5'10". We're probably about close to the same height. Here's the 0-2 pitch of the right-hand hitting Blankenship. Swing and a miss. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Blankenship is down on strikes.
He didn't get cheated. He was up there swinging.
Especially with the Colt 45s up by a score of 12-3. You're swinging at everything anywhere close to the zone just to keep this game progressing. And everyone out there who's ever given me any sort of compliment at what I do, I appreciate it. Can't thank all of you enough for tuning in and listening. Here's a ground ball to the third baseman, Bayless, who handles it, throws across in time to retire the side. As we head to the top of the eighth inning, the Colt 45s threaten, but Dylan Green perishes over there at second base after the leadoff double. It's 12-3 after seven complete as we head to the eighth inning. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Kevin Wall started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance, RV or boat insurance, as well as other recreational vehicles. If you qualify as a California Good Driver, you can get started with only 1 month down. Just call or text Kevin Wall, Allstate Insurance, at 530-222-2306 for a free quote today. That's 530-222-2306.
I'm here today with my insurance agent of about 12 years, Kevin Wall from Allstate. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Now, Kevin, what is it that has made you such a successful insurance office for, what, almost 30 years?
Yes, actually, 28 years, June 1st. And the fact that we genuinely care about our clients and want to do what's best to make sure we take care of their insurance needs.
I remember when my daughter had her accident, and Allstate and your office was right there to help with the claims process.
As I mentioned, we have great staff and customer service. We really do go the extra mile. And with Allstate, if you qualify for the California Good Driver discount, you can most likely get started with as low as 1 month down.
Now, do people have to wait until their renewal to get started?
No, absolutely not. Whether your policy is coming up for renewal now or if you're midterm, it really doesn't matter. We can usually get you covered within about 15 minutes from when you call. Whether it's auto, home, or anything else that needs insured, if you just give us a call or text us, we'd be glad to help you. 530-222-2306.
Tiger Fields in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green, joined here by Michael Green, the father-son duo back at it again on back-to-back nights. It will be Sam Bayless, Hank Kern, and Kirk Mazurowski due up for the Rosebuds. They're in this 12-3 top of the eighth inning. Great to have you with us here from Tiger Field. First base swing is a line shot toward Rafael, reaching up over his shoulder, making the catch on the run, chasing down that baseball back toward the left center gap.
He made that look easy, but we know how hard that play was.
Just hit on a line, and Rafael, using those legs to his advantage, One pitch, one out for Nathan Medina out there for his third inning of work. 12-3 with one out in the top of the eighth inning for the left-hand hitting Hank Kern, who watches a fastball right down the middle for a call to strike one. 0-1 to the left-hand hitter. The 0-1 pitch with one out. Foul tipped back to the screen for strike two. The Colt 45 is looking to improve to 22-2 on the year. There'll be 20 games over 500 if this game stays the way it is the rest of the way. With a little bit of baseball left to play for the Rosebuds as Medina misses up and in for ball one on the left-hand hitter. I was saying right before the break how grateful I am to everyone tuning in, whether it be parents, friends, or family. Medina delivers another off-speed pitch upstairs for ball two. Can't usually respond to everyone that has reached out. There's just not necessarily enough avenues to where I hear what's said. But a lot of word of mouth, which is pretty cool. I had Bob Anderson, the head coach, the 2-2 is hit in the air toward left. Zanizer, playable for him. He'll camp underneath it and squeeze it for out number two. A couple of quick outs for Nathan Medina. And Bob Anderson actually told me and Spencer Schlange, my color commentator, that did a great job. He was out for a couple of days and was tuning in on the road while he was traveling. So he did a great job of broadcasting. Said it was an enjoyable listen, which is always great to hear from the head coach of the team you're calling for, as the first pitch is taken inside on Kirk Mazurowski for ball one.
Not to mention you heard from parents of visiting teams also, so they can listen to their kids that are playing the Colt 45s.
It's actually Gio Alvilar, a pinch hitter for Kirk Mazurowski. Yeah, always a really cool thing to hear about, honestly, especially just getting to do what I love, as this one's foul tipped back to the screen for strike two. Just living the dream out here and conveniently getting paid for it, which is always a nice perk. One ball and two strikes with two outs. Here in this top of the eighth inning, Medina comes set off that first base side of the rubber. The 1-2 pitch. Check swing in the dirt. Appeal to first. Said he went around. The tag applied by Rain McMillan. And the side is retired. The Rosebuds go 1-2-3 as we head to the bottom of the eighth. It's 12-3 after 7.5. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance. Give him a call or text today at 530-222-2306 for a free quote. Again, that's 530-222-2306. He's located at 2861 Churn Creek Road here in California.
Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans, way back up in the woods among the evergreens, there stood a log cabin made of earth and wood, where lived a country boy named Johnny B. Good, who never ever learned to read or write so well, but he could play a guitar just like a ring in a bell. Go, go!
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Cherry Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45s.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. And I want to tell you about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter's car was stolen, and my first thought was, where do I begin? Well, my first call, Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306.
Fans, and welcome back to Tagger Field in Redding, California. Thanks for tuning in. It's great to have you with us. Jacob Green joined here by my father, Michael Green, on a wonderful Sunday night edition of Hope 45's Baseball, the fourth game. This Independence Day weekend four-game set. The Rose City Rosebuds facing off against your Redding Hope 45s. Thanks for tuning in to KCNR, Shasta Redding, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, or online at KCNR1460.com. A first pitch fastball to Tyler Zanizer called strike one on the outer half from Skyler Sunahara, who was playing second base out there and is now on in relief of, in his second full inning of work. Zanizer grounds this one toward third base, foul. Eric Winchester not quite able to get a clean handle on it. That's strike two. Not on Winchester, but on Zanizer. As the Colt 45s have a couple of pitchers getting loose out there in the pen. Looks like Nolan Bentley getting loose, likely for the ninth here in this 12-3 ball game. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Skyler Sunahara, waved at in the dirt, and the catcher will clear and throw down to first in time to get the out. That's Carsten Lowe in the game at catcher for Osorio, who will get his first at-bat of the game in the ninth. Corey Likens to the plate now, pinch hitting for Kobe Raphael. There's Anizer down on strikes. Corey Likens, right-hand hitter. He got the start last night. He takes a first pitch ball.
Left fielder, number 17.
He was 1-for-4 with a walk last night. He had that double. Something that the Rose City Rosebuds improved on so far in the series. They struck out a total of 16 times last night, and they've only struck out a handful of times tonight. Likens fouls this one back to move the count to one ball and one strike. With one out, nobody on, the outfield shaded toward left. Sunahara comes set from that first base side of the rubber, now kicks and deals. This is up and in for ball two. Well, the second game underneath your belt now, Dad, after calling last night for the first time on the color commentary side of things. Does it feel like the game slowed down as Likens takes that pitch up and in for ball three? Like Kobe says.
I'm not saying this like because I'm your dad, but you're doing a great job of helping me out since I don't know all these players.
That is the hardest part of broadcasting is a 3-1, misses low. And in, and Lowe gliding to his left to corral it, but it's ball four.
You're carrying most of the weight, put it that way. But, yeah, the stories, the references, it's good to bounce things off each other. I mean, I've known you your whole life.
Yeah, the last time I checked, at least, talked a lot about baseball together, that's for sure. Carroll grounds one for the third baseman, Bayless. Bayless loses it between his legs, and no play. Everybody's going to be safe. Just a weird roller right at him and couldn't quite handle it. Bobbled it momentarily and then couldn't quite recover. Safe at first on the E5's Mark Anthony Carroll. That's also where the more you do color with someone, the easier it gets, which is, I have a feeling Cole's probably not tuned in right now. The hardworking man that he is, but Cole, my go-to color commentator with Simpson University, we had that great chemistry. Cole, one of many color commentators that I had, is Andrew Moore, the left-hand hitter, takes a call at strike one. Him and Sean Rodriguez and Hannah Parsons on the basketball side, all doing great jobs doing color commentary. This pitch is taken off the plate outside to even up the count at one ball on one strike on Andrew Mora. Just the more we were on air together, the better it got, which, again, this is only the second game for you. So 1-1, misses high and away for ball two.
I have tuned in, listened to you and Spencer. You guys are really making a great team here at the Tiger Field, calling the games for the East Colt 45s.
And me and Spencer will be back on the air next weekend as Moore takes a breaking ball on the outside corner for strike two. Always fun to... I mean, I've said it time and time again, but having a color commentator is a night and day difference, and I hope that the listeners all around can also tell the difference of how much more conversational the game is. The 2-2 misses up and away for ball three. Lowe tried to frame it, but I will fill the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Runners at first and second with one out here in the bottom of the eighth inning of a 12-3 ball game. And that's where, just the more you're on air, the better reps you'll have. This one's hitting the air, playable for the center fielder. Let the air. It's called off by the left fielder now. Tomo squeezes it and relays it back in to hold the runners at first and second after Mora flies out to the left fielder. That will bring up Dom DeCagno. And that's just the fun of broadcasting as the Bat Boy gets some applause from the fans here at Tiger Field. In the bottom of the eighth inning. And that is why... love doing this. DeCagno takes a called strike on the outside corner, which you told me as well, even last season when I started, that the more you progress, the more you watch the games and call the games, it slows down. The game slows down the more you do it, and that's how it has been with everything I've ever done. As DeCagno grounds this one foul for strike two.
Or you can play third base and not have to think, just react.
Which is kind of where broadcasting is getting at this point. After calling basketball, baseball is a lot slower. Same amount of information coming at you, but it's just a whole different syllable of different level of melodies. So a throw from the 5-6 hole on the ground ball escapes the first baseman, and everybody's going to be safe again. Dropping the ball there on the color commentary. It's a ground ball toward the third baseman, Bayless, moving to his left, kicked off his glove where the shortstop, Connor Hale, recovered it, made a quick throw to first, and then the first baseman for the Rosebuds, Cole Winston, was able to smother it and keep it from going into foul territory. Now Dylan Green to the plate with runners on first, second, and third. He takes a first pitch upstairs for ball one. He doubled his last time up. Reaching on the E6 was DeCagno. Green, a line shot toward the 5-6 hole. It's going to go through into left field for a base hit. Around third, coming in to score. No tag, quick throw back to third base. Not in time. Andrew Mora sliding in safely. A couple of runners come around to score. Mark Anthony Carroll coming all the way around from second base. He's hustling.
Three singles, two runs. Green to the plate.
That was a shot in the hole. Shortstop Connor Hale laid out for it. Almost got it, but he's out there. Even if he would have gotten it, he wouldn't have had a play anywhere. He's just way out there too deep.
Would have been a difference of one run versus two. But it scores two as Mandujano takes a first pitch ball outside the zone. Runners at the corners with two outs. That ball just perfectly placed in that 5-6 hole, which has been giving Bayless and Hale a tough time tonight. Fastball taken on the outer half.
It's a lot better than all the walks.
Strike one. Got a lot more action. Colt 45 is able to swing away. Shunahara pitching. Swinging at anything in the zone. It's the 1-1. A line shot past the diving Bayless. That's going to go toward the corner. Trotting into score is DeCagno. Green will hold at second base with the stand-up double. It's now 15-4. The stand-up single, rather. Holding at second base was Green. Here in this bottom of the eighth inning, it's now 15-3. The Colt 45s have blown the doors off of this ball game. Now Bradley Blankenship with his second try of the night. To the long single, he takes called ball outside the zone. Here's the 1-0. Foul tipped back to the screen. Teeing up the count at 1-1.
KCNR Shasta Redding.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com. Jacob Green, the voice of the Redding Colt 45s, joined here by my dad, Michael Green. It's great to have you with us here on a Sunday night edition of Colt 45s Baseball. a four-game set this Independence Day weekend. Here's the pitch from Sunahara. Bradley Blankenship. Ground ball toward Bayless at third. He's going to step on the bag at third to retire the side. A five unassisted will end the rally for the Colt 45s. They tack on three more runs of insurance. It's 15-3 as we head to the ninth. It'll be Nolan Bentley looking to close out this ball game and send the Colt 45s home 20 games over 500 during the 2025 campaign. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road. Kevin Wall started his business 28 years ago and offers great rates on auto insurance, homeowners, life insurance, or business, or RV and boat insurance, along with other recreational vehicles. If you qualify as a California Good Driver, you can get started with only 1 month down. Just call or text Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 530-222-2306 for a free quote. That's 530-222-2306.
Hi, this is Sue McClain from the Sue McClain NewsHour on KCNR, and I want to talk about Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance at 2861 Churn Creek Road, Suite B. A few years ago, my daughter was in a car crash, and I remember thanking God she was okay, but the car wasn't. So I called Kevin Wall at 530-222-2306. They walked me through the process and made it so much easier. So if you're looking for insurance for your auto, home, life, or business, call 530-222-2306. Kevin Wall Allstate Insurance, a proud sponsor of the Reading Colt 45.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. I'm Jacob Green here on this Sunday night edition of Colt 45 Baseball, joined here by Michael Green, my father. It's great to have you with us for this finale of an Independence Day weekend series between the Colt 45s and the Rose City Rosebuds. On in relief, looking to close out this game, will be Nolan Bentley on in relief of Nathan Medina, who went three innings of no run, no hit baseball.
Nathan Bentley with an unorthodox delivery comes more sidearm, not submarine, where you actually swing and throw it down from underneath. He's more of a sidearm thrower, but he looks like he's got some good velocity on his pitches.
And Nolan Bentley with some great velo, the kid from Albuquerque,
the 505
from way down in New Mexico.
Yeah. My older sister lived in Albuquerque for many years.
I drove through Albuquerque.
Who knows? Maybe she's listening. I know my next oldest sister is listening, and my brother-in-law over in Napa, California.
In wine country, where NASCAR will be next weekend, out at Sonoma Raceway. They just finished up the Chicago Street Race, actually. Here's the 0-1, just misses off the plate, even up the count at one ball and one strike, the lengthy right-hander.
Thanks for ruining my day off. I work out there, so I know my week's going to be shot after tonight.
Ground ball toward the second baseman, Green, and a tough infield hop. It's going to go over his head and into right field for a base hit.
Yeah, you can't predict that. It just hit that turf and bounced right over his head.
Just a very unfortunate hop that Dylan Green unfortunately can't climb a high enough ladder.
Pitch hitter number one, Carsten Lowe.
To get to that, now it'll be Carsten Lowe to the plate. With the runner on first. Little line shot into right field for a base hit. That'll put runners at first and second. Back-to-back singles.
A little inside-out swing there. Just took it the other way and squeezed through the hole.
Here in this 15-3 ball game, it's the top of the ninth inning. Nolan Bentley looking to close out this ballgame. He's 0-1 on the year in six appearances. He's got 6 2/3 innings under his belt. But he also has two saves with 11 strikeouts and five walks. That loss was against the Alameda Anchors. He went two-thirds of an inning and just a sloppy outing from him that he'd rather forget, and he's bounced back since, been fairly efficient as he draws a swing and a miss here from Skyler Sunahara, who's now since been the relief pitcher.
The Swiss Army knife of the Rosebuds.
And the best glove on the infield. There's the 1-1 swing and a miss for strike two. There's a ground ball toward third. Manohana steps on third. Throws across. No pick over there by Mora at first and trotting in to score.
Out at third.
My apologies. Not trotting to score. Trotting up another 90 feet after the throwing error from Manohana. Put runners at second and third. Nolan Bentley trying to keep this mess from being a little too crazy with only one out. A race on the play was Cole Winston. And then everyone moving up 90 feet after the throwing error. So Skyler Sunahara now at second base as this one's fouled back to the screen.
Mondahanu played the ground ball perfectly and stepped on third base, but just rushed his throw a little too much and it popped up.
Sunahara reaching on the fielder's choice E5. There's the 0-1. This is low to even up the count at one ball and one strike. Here in this top of the ninth inning, 15-3 and a 1-1 count on the left-hand hitting Mitch Thoma, who's 2-for-4 tonight. The 1-1 pitch from Bentley, right at the knees on the outer half, a called strike two. One ball and two strikes. To the left-hand batter, deep in the box, a wide-open stance. McMillan sets up away. The 1-2 pitch in the dirt for ball two. Laying off of it was Thoma. The outfield shaded toward left on the left-hand hitter. 2-2. Bentley comes set, working off the first base side. Kicks and deals the 2-2. Misses low and away for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. This is Bentley's game to finish for the Colt 45s, working with a 12-run cushion. Here's the payoff pitch to the left-hand hitter, Thoma. It's grounded down the right field line and into right field. Is going to go all the way to the corner. One runner is in to score. Sunahara will come around to score. And into second base with a double as the throw escapes Mark Anthony Carroll, where the left fielder Corey Likens is backing up the throw. Thoma with the RBI double. And that'll scratch across another two runs for the Rosebuds. It's now 12-5. And that will bring up Armand Lettier. He hits this one in the air towards center. And having to play it on a hop is the center fielder for the Colt 45s, Rafael. Throw into third base is not in time. And safe at first with the single is Lettier. Runners at the corners and things getting interesting with Nolan Bentley out there on the hill with still only one out. And it will be the right-hand hitting Connor Hale to the plate, who is 0-for-3 tonight with a sacrifice bunt.
Shortstop, number 9, Connor Hale.
Four hits in the inning for the Rosebuds. You're in a 15-5 ball game now. And Bentley delivers a fastball right down Broadway for a called strike one.
The Colt 45s are playing up the middle for double play. Ground ball to either shortstop or second base is going to
Bentley delivers a fastball in on the back leg of Connor Hale, and that will load the bases with the hit batsman. Still with only one out, but now a force at every base. .15-5. And the Colt 45's just looking to shut this ball game down. It's the right hand hitting Bayless to the plate. There's a line shot into right field for a base hit. Everyone's going to move up 90 feet. And a throw not able to be cut off by Mora. Great job by the catcher McMillan to move up the third baseline to save that ball from escaping. Coming to score is Toma. And everyone moves up.
Just a good solid single, taking the ball the other way into right field, the RBI.
And Eric Winchester, the pitching coach slash third base coach, is going to go out to the hill, talk things over with his pitcher, Nolan Bentley. Make sure they're all on the same page. They're going to try and ice this game a little bit and see what they can do to shut down this Rosebuds offense. They're having a little powwow out there on the hill, trying to buy the Colt 45s a little bit of time just to catch their breath here in this 15-6 ball game. But the Colt 45's on top. Plenty of insurance to work with.
I can imagine they're tired after this four-game series of scoring 57 runs.
I can only imagine. So they're working here. Bentley comes in with one out after the meeting's broken up. Here's the first pitch to the left-hand hitter. Goes all the way back to the screen. Everyone's going to hold, though, not wanting to risk anything.
You can't risk getting thrown out at home when you're down this much.
The game not completely over yet. They're only down by 9 at this point. The bases are loaded with one out. You just don't know what could happen. That's the beauty of baseball. There's the 1-0 from Bentley. It's a line shot right at Mondujano. A foot race at the back, diving head first for it. Called safe. Nearly ending the game on an unassisted double play was Mondujano. A line out right at him, but unable to get to the third base bag before the runner over there at third, Lettier. A great job by Lettier to get back to the bag quickly, and two away.
That was a difficult shot just to catch, much less try to turn the double play over there at third base.
First pitch to the right end hitting Gio Alvilar.
I'm sure you've seen your fair share of knuckleballs coming down your throat there at third base.
To say terrifying would be an understatement. Here's the 1-0 from Bentley. A line shot toward the left fielder. Likens on the run will squeeze it for the out. And that's the way the ball game ends. For the Rosebuds, 6 runs on 12 hits. They left 9. They also had 2 errors for the final time of the game. It was 2 outs and 54 minutes. The winning pitcher, Ozzy Sanchez. The losing pitcher, Caden Hinman. Nolan Bentley closing the game out, but no save situation. The final score here, 15. The Colt 45's 15 runs on 8 hits, 1 error. They left 12. The Colt 45's improved to 22-2 on the season. This is Jacob Green, joined here by Michael Green. It was great to have you with us this weekend. We'll be back here next weekend. I'll be joined again by Spencer Schlange. Special thanks to KTNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KTNR1460.com. And as always, special thanks to David Wiley, back in the studio engineering things for us. Dad, it was fun having you on the call.
It was fun being here.
Another fun time that maybe next season we'll be back. We'll see what happens for the Colt 45s here as they improve to 22-2 on the year. This is Jacob Green, the voice of the Reading Colt 45s, along with Michael Green, saying thanks for listening, and please drive. Faithfully, the final score from Tiger Field here in Reading, California, is the Rose Bowl 6 in your Reading Colt 45s team.
Walks barely down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip to the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. And another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, yeah.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Let's interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
Just having Dean Denise's passion from an early age to go into that nursing, seeing that commitment to it is really interesting to me as someone who doesn't have that yet. Really looking for something like that to really carry me into a career would be interesting.
What does success look like to you, Zachary?
I would say success is being able to start your own company, being able to start Vital Game, moving on, and having the freedom to control what you're doing, who you're working for, being able to work for yourself.
Denise, where can you use somebody like Zachary?
Having some type of IT background or computerized background is a skill set that people are dying for.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
And now let's wrap up this tale from The Whistler on When Radio Was.
Hours after you fired the shot that killed Liz Wheeler. A lucky accident for you, wasn't it, Bob? The perfect opportunity to frame her husband, your partner, Henry Wheeler, for the crime. And with him out of the way, you'll be able to take over the business firm of Wheeler and Talbot. You know exactly what's going to happen. The servants will discover Liz in the library, Henry nearby, the gun with his fingerprints on it. You're confident that you'll be in the clear. But still you jump when the doorbell to your apartment rings. You've got to answer it, Bob. You must face this thing out. And you're sure you can.
Yes?
Sorry to get you out of bed, Mr. Talbot. I'm Lieutenant Loring, homicide. Came to see you about the Wheeler murder.
Murder? But I'm afraid I don't... Henry, it's not Henry.
No. His wife. Any reason why it should have been the husband?
I know, no, of course not. Forgive me. Come in. I'm afraid you took me a little by surprise.
Thank you. Now then, Mr. Talbot, this is purely routine, you understand, but I'm going to have to ask you where you were last night.
Of course. I was at the same cocktail party the Wheelers attended.
How well did you know Mrs. Wheeler?
Well enough to call her Liz. I've been a dinner guest of theirs many times. Henry and I are business partners.
I see.
Henry's not under arrest, is he?
No, he isn't.
Oh. I thought some one of them might have started spreading that slander to you about Henry's rages. It isn't true, you know, not a word of it. I'm glad you're not falling for it, Lieutenant.
We can't afford to jump to any conclusions, Mr. Talbot. Where did you go after the cocktail party last night?
Straight home. Why?
I get paid for asking the questions. At the party, did you notice anything strange about the behavior of Wheeler or his wife?
No, can't say that I did. Oh, they exchanged a few words about Henry's drinking so much. Just one of those things.
You and Wheeler are pretty close, aren't you?
Henry's my best friend. Look here, can't you tell me where he is?
I wish I could. When the servants found Mrs. Wheeler's body in the library this morning, both her husband and the gun that killed her had disappeared.
Disappeared? But does that prove Henry's the murderer?
Well, no, but on the basis of circumstantial evidence, it looked bad for him. In the past, he'd been heard quarreling with his wife. When we found her body this morning, there were signs of a struggle. And now Wheeler's vanished into thin air. Yes, it looks bad for him. Any idea where he might be?
I know. No, not offhand. I can't imagine where.
Well, if he needs help, he may try to get in touch with you. If he does, stall him. Find out where he is. Get in touch with headquarters right away. You understand?
Yes. Yes, don't worry, Lieutenant. If Henry calls, you'll hear from me.
You carry it off very well, don't you, Bob? Just the right amount of touching loyalty and devotion for Henry. And Lieutenant Loring seems to believe you. But you're worried, aren't you? You had hoped Henry would still be in the library when the servants discovered Liz's body. You wonder where he is, and just exactly how much he remembers about last night. Because Henry's the only one who might link you with the murder. You decide that you must find him before the police do, and then a few minutes after the lieutenant leaves.
Hello?
Hello, Bob. It's Henry.
Henry.
Can you talk?
Of course, I'm alone.
Did you hear the news on the radio? They say I killed Liz.
Yes, I know.
I gotta see you, Bob. You're the only person I can trust.
Where are you?
Malibu, at your beach house.
What?
Don't worry, no one saw me.
But, Henry, you...
Can you come out as soon as possible? I'm counting on you to help me.
The police have already been here. I'd better wait till it's dark.
All right. I can trust you, can't I, Bob?
Of course. Of course, you can trust me.
Oh, Bob, you weren't followed, were you?
No, I don't think so, Henry.
What do you mean, you don't think so?
Just that. Now, take it easy. We'll work out something between us. Get you out of town, out of the country, if possible.
Out of the country? But, Bob, that would be like admitting I'd killed Liz, and I didn't kill her. That is, I don't remember. I don't remember killing her.
Exactly what do you remember about last night, Henry?
Well, I came home alone from the party. Took a cab. I had a little too much to drink.
Yes, go on.
When I got home, the house was dark. I called to Liz and... Hey, wait a minute.
What is it?
I remember now, coming up to the house, there was a light on in the library.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm positive. Yet a few minutes later, when I walked into the library, the light was out. I remember trying to find the light switch, and then I sat down on the couch. I guess that's when I must have fallen asleep.
And that's all you remember?
I'm afraid so, Bob.
When did you wake up, Henry?
Oh, around 5 this morning. First thing I saw was Liz's body. Then the gun beside me, and I guess I sort of went to pieces right then. I couldn't think of anything but getting out of there. That's when I came here.
I see.
That's the story, Bob. I swear that's all I remember.
Henry, I'm going to be frank with you. I don't think the police will believe it.
But it's the truth, Bob. Somebody else must have killed Liz. Listen, Bob, about the light in the library, do you think it could mean anything?
Huh? Are you sure you saw a light?
Yes. That's how I noticed the car in the driveway.
The car?
Yeah, Liz's car, the convertible. I didn't know if she was home or not until I saw it. Hey, wait a minute. Maybe it wasn't her car.
Oh, now, Henry...
That convertible could have belonged to someone else. I didn't give it a second glance. I just took it for granted it was Liz's car.
Did you notice the color of the car?
Well, no, it was a dark one.
Liz had a black convertible, Henry.
Yeah, sure, but that car could have been maroon, dark green, blue. How can you tell the difference at night?
All right, Henry, all right.
Bob, You think I'm making all this up?
I didn't say that, Henry.
Don't you see, Bob? If there was someone else in there in the house, someone who might have killed Liz, he could have turned the lights out in the library when he heard me come in. Now, doesn't that make sense?
Well, yes, yes, it makes sense. But I don't think you can afford to bet too heavily on it, Henry.
Oh, if only I could remember. Perhaps I did notice something about the car. If I could remember... Yes, Bob, that's it.
What's the matter?
The cab driver, Bob, he could have noticed. In turning around, his headlights could have swept over the car. He might have noticed the color.
Yes, it's possible,
Well, look, we've got to find him. We've got to find him. You've got to find
right,
that cab
Henry,
driver.
All right, now, where did he pick you up? Well, come on.
Oh, I don't remember.
When you left the party, which way did you walk?
I'm not sure.
Henry.
Toward the boulevard, probably.
All right, Henry. I'll see what I can do. In the meantime, stay undercover. And don't give yourself up to the police. That would spoil everything.
Yes, Bob. You know you must keep Henry away from the police at any cost. They might want to know more about the light in the library window and the car parked in the driveway. Your dark green convertible. As you hurry away from the beach house, you realize that won't be enough, keeping Henry away from the police. You'll have to get rid of him somehow for good. But before you do that, you must find out just what that cab driver knows. If he can identify your car as the one parked in the driveway the night Liz Wheeler was killed.
Taxi, mister?
No, but... Perhaps you can help me. I'm trying to find a driver who took a friend of mine home last night.
Think maybe I did, huh?
Well, I've already checked half a dozen cab stands in the neighborhood.
No luck, huh? Okay. What do you look like?
Well, he was tall, heavy set, wearing a tux.
Would it be a guy named Wheeler you're asking about?
What?
Sure, I drove the guy home. I didn't know what his name was until I seen the papers this morning.
He really bump off his wife?
Well, we don't know. Look, when you drove Wheeler home, did you notice a car parked in the driveway?
Car in the driveway? No. I wouldn't even be sure there was a car. I had my hands full with that lush Wheeler, and I just wanted to get rid of him before we got into another argument.
I see.
I'm sorry, I can't help you, buddy.
The cab driver doesn't remember seeing your car in the driveway, does he, Bob? That leaves only Henry to worry about. And now you've got to silence him. Your life is at stake if Henry talks to the police. If he suddenly remembers that the car he saw parked in the driveway was yours. Yes, you've got to get rid of Henry before that happens. But how, Bob? It's something to think about, isn't it? Murder. And the thought stays with you all that night. And then the following morning, there's a phone call from Lieutenant Loring.
Why, no, Lieutenant. Wheeler hasn't tried to contact me.
I see. Well, the reason I called, Wheeler owned a gun, didn't he?
Yes, he did. A .32, I believe.
We just got the report from ballistics. Mrs. Wheeler was shot with a .32.
I see.
The gun's disappeared with Wheeler. So remember, he's armed and probably desperate. If he contacts you, don't try to help him. He's dangerous. You understand?
Don't worry, Lieutenant. I understand perfectly.
That's it, isn't it, Bob? Suddenly you found the answer. The gun that killed Liz. Lieutenant Loring has unknowingly pointed the way out to you. The way to get rid of Henry. He'll be found dead a suicide with a murder weapon by his side. It's as simple as that, isn't it, Bob? But he mustn't be found at your beach house. That wouldn't do, would it? That night when you go back to the beach house with a ready-made story for Henry, you know that somehow you've got to get that gun.
The cab driver, Bob, did you find him?
Yes, I found him. But he can't do you a bit of good, Henry. He doesn't remember the car in the driveway.
Oh. I see.
Now, cheer up. I found a way out. I've located a first mate on a tramp steamer bound for South America. He wants 5,000 cash. No questions asked.
But, Bob, running away...
It's your only chance, Henry. I promise you, once you're out of the country, I'll do everything in my power to solve this thing.
Bob, you believe me, don't you? You know I didn't do it.
Yes, Henry, I do believe you, but the police won't.
All right. When do I leave?
Well, not for another week, so we've got to move you to a safer place. How about your cabin up at Moon Lake?
The cabin?
Yes. No one's ever known about your little hideaway outside of us, you, Liz, and I.
All right, I'll go.
Before we leave, Henry, you'd better give me the gun.
The gun?
Yes. Yes, I'll get rid of it for you.
All right. Here it is.
Fine. Now, listen, Henry. I think I'll go on up ahead. Make sure everything is all right at the cabin. Now, if I'm not back here by late tomorrow afternoon, say 5 o'clock, wait till it's dark, then come on up. You have a car.
Yes, I took the Jameson station wagon. They're our next-door neighbors. They loaned it to me when they went away for the summer.
Then you're all set.
Bob, why can't I go now?
No, Henry. It's important that I go up to the cabin first, alone. I want to be certain the coast is clear. Besides, I don't think it's wise for us to travel together.
Yeah, sure, sure. I guess I'm behaving pretty badly.
Ah, forget it. Well, I'd better get going. See you at the cabin tomorrow night, Henry.
All right. And, Bob, thanks for everything, huh?
Only too glad to do it, Henry. Anything for a friend.
Some 36 hours after Bob Talbot had left Henry Wheeler at the Malibu Beach House, Lieutenant Loring of Homicide hurried into the coroner's office at Moon Lake. The body had already been brought down from the isolated mountain cabin, and soon the puzzle began to fit together. There in the smoke-filled office, what had happened was all perfectly clear. All that remained now was for the lieutenant to step out into the hall, walk through the early morning gloom to the man sitting quietly on the bench, the man the police had picked up at the Wheeler's mountain cabin.
Well, it's all over. You're in the clear, Wheeler.
But I don't understand, Lieutenant.
Your good friend, Bob Talbot, confessed he killed your wife.
Bob killed Liz? But the cabin, what happened there, the explosion?
Somebody set up a booby trap in your cabin. Fused gunpowder in a big kerosene lamp. Rigged it to explode, and it did just that. When Talbot put a match to it.
But who would do such a thing, and why?
Talbot had a guess. Told the sheriff about it, just before he died. Your wife, Wheeler. He figured she did it. She was in love with Talbot.
Liz?
Yeah. She meant that booby trap for you. Only Talbot walked into it instead.
Featured in tonight's story were David Ellis, William Conrad, Joan Banks, and Ted Osborne. The Whistler was produced by George W. Allen, directed tonight by Sterling Tracy, with story by Norman R. Kramer, music by Wilbur Hatch, and was transmitted to our troops overseas by the Armed Forces Radio Service. The Whistler is entirely fictional, and all characters portrayed on The Whistler are also fictional. Any similarity of names or resemblance to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Remember, at this same time next Sunday, another strange tale by The Whistler. Marvin Miller speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
From August 14, 1949, quite an impressive cast in that episode known as Best Friend. We even heard radio's Marshall Matt Dillon, the booming voice, William Conrad. I'm Greg Bradley. Coming up next on When Radio Was, we introduce the five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Duke Red Matter. We'll be right back.
The fog is thick, the atmosphere is heavy, and the game's afoot once again.
I was wondering what to do when a covered van drove up with two men in it. They took something out of the van and carried it up the steps to the hall door. Mr. Holmes, It was a coffin.
World-famous consulting detective Sherlock Holmes and his trusted aide Dr. Watson roam the streets of Victorian London in search of clues to unlock each thrilling mystery in Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries.
Who has it, Watson? Why is it held back? That's the question that beats in my brain like a hammer.
Well, perhaps this mad wife of his carried it off with her. It could be in her house in Paris even now.
Yeah, but how could we search for it without the French police having their suspicions aroused? It's a case where the law is as dangerous to us as the criminals. Every man's hand is against us, and the interests at stake are colossal.
These 16 immortal adventures are adapted from the original stories by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle and produced by Jim French.
Do you really think the regular forces will be there in time?
If I did, Watson, we'd still be at Baker Street. The situation strikes me as so desperate that the most extreme measures are justified. We are, as usual, the irregulars, and we must make our own line of action.
Find out who done it in Radio Spirit's The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries. For a limited time, it's half price. Pay just $15.98. So go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 now and use offer code CLASSIC77 to save 50%.
You seem to have powers that are hardly human, Mr. Holmes.
This half-price offer will soon vanish into the London fog. So get The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code CLASSIC77. This offer is available for limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. If you travel for business, your portable laptop likely isn't as good as the setup in your office. And one of the big reasons is that little laptop monitor. Well, Ricoh has introduced a portable monitor perfect for travelers. Scott Francis from Ricoh has more.
It's a 15.6-inch OLED display. This is a small, lightweight, very bright, very vivid screen. And it is just simply great for working on the road. But that's not all. When you're in front of customers, for those of you who are selling products and services, there's probably 10 or 15 minutes wasted just trying to get hooked up to their projector or flat panel display. This monitor solves that problem completely.
Check it out at RicohDocumentScanners.com. That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. It's time to launch yet another five-part Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline. This one centers around a racehorse and originally played out in January of 1956.
From Hollywood, it's time now for Johnny Dollar.
Niles Pearson, Johnny, at Universal Adjustment Bureau.
Oh, how are you, Niles?
Worried at the moment. Can you help me out?
I don't know. What's on your mind?
$65,000 worth of horse flesh. Ever hear of Duke Red?
Yeah, I think so. The Futurity last year?
That's a horse. Johnny, Columbia Indemnity is going to have to settle a claim on him.
Why?
Duke Red was seriously injured and had to be destroyed.
Did you say $65,000?
Yeah.
No wonder you're worried, Niles.
Tonight and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Expense account submitted by Special Investigator Johnny Dollar to the Universal Adjustment Bureau, Universal Building, Hartford, Connecticut. The following is an accounting of expenditures during my investigation of the Duke Red matter. Expense account item 1, $197.80. Airfare and incidentals getting me from Hartford to San Francisco and a town about 40 miles south of there called San Pietro. At the San Pietro Hotel, I learned that the Abbott Ranch was some 5 miles outside of town, but that the Abbott Stables maintained offices in San Pietro.
Hello.
I'd like to get in touch with Mr. Abbott. My name's Johnny Dollar.
Oh, Mr. Abbott's never here. He's mostly out at the ranch. You'll have to see him there.
Oh. Well, is there any place in town I can rent a car?
Not that I know of.
Bus?
Afraid not. What's your business with Mr. Abbott?
Insurance. I'm here to adjust a claim of his.
Oh, yes, Duke Red.
Could I see Mr. Abbott's business manager? Mr. Monroe.
Mr. Monroe isn't with Mr. Abbott's office any longer.
Well, now that's funny. He was with Mr. Abbott's office 3 days ago when he notified us that a claim was being filed in this manner. I got it right here on paper.
Oh. Well, you might as well know. Mr. Abbott and Mr. Monroe ended things. Mr. Abbott let him go.
I see. Who's in charge now?
No one at the moment. Maybe I can put you in touch with Mr. Abbott at the ranch.
Good.
9433, please.
Smoke?
No, thanks. Hello, Cully. This is Judy at the office. Is Mr. Abbott there? When do you expect him? Thanks. Out for the day, Mr. Dollar.
I'm not doing very well, am I?
I wish I could be more helpful.
Well, maybe you can. This man, Monroe, if you could tell me where I can get in touch with him, I'd appreciate it.
Didn't you understand? He doesn't work for Mr. Abbott any longer.
Yeah, I know, but he did notify us about the claim. Evidently, he's aware of the circumstances in the matter, and that's what I'm here to talk about.
I see.
Well?
Mr. Monroe isn't in San Pietro any longer. He moved out of town on Tuesday.
But where?
He didn't leave a forwarding address, Mr. Dollar.
Where's the laundry going to send their bills? How about the finance company?
He just left, and that's it.
You want to know something? I don't get it. She dropped her eyes, mumbled something about having work to do, and we left it at that. I put it in the back of my mind and asked someone else about this Mr. Monroe. Then I got busy solving one of my immediate problems. Expense account item 2, $50. Deposit on a 1940 Terraplane station wagon I managed to rent from a man who ran a filling station. Ideal was $10 a day plus gas. Item 3, $5.08, a tank full of gas. The Terraplane bucked a little, but it got me outside of town about 4 miles to the office of a tall, lanky man who never took his hat off. Dr. James Gorey, veterinarian.
All the way from Hartford, Connecticut, huh?
Yes, that's right.
And having sunshine like this back there now, I'll bet you hear about the Duke, huh?
Duke Red, yes. The people who wrote the policy want me to look into the matter.
Hope there's nothing wrong, is there?
No, matter of procedure, Doctor. Mr. Abbott's filed a claim for $65,000 indemnity, the loss of his racehorse. Mr. Monroe, who handled these matters for Mr. Abbott, is no longer around.
Yes, I understood they quarreled.
Yeah. Mr. Abbott isn't around at the moment either, so I came to you.
I don't believe I understand this. If Ben Abbott's bought that much insurance, he's sure got a right to file a claim for damages.
Well, it's just good business to get the facts, Dr. Gorey, that's all. Quite a bit of money involved here.
Yes. Red was worth lots more than that, though.
Oh?
That horse would have won over $500,000, in my opinion. Full racing terminal.
Yeah, well, it's too bad about all this. I understand from Mr. Monroe's correspondence that you treated the animal, Doctor.
Yes. I take care of most of Ben's stock when they're here, when he's not on the road racing.
Uh-huh. I'd like to know exactly how the accident happened, Doctor. There was something about a piece of machinery?
A tractor with the blades up.
Huh?
Duke Red stumbled back into it hard. Cut through his right hamstring all the way to the bone.
I see. Do you make out a report in a case like this?
In any case, Mr. Dollar. An animal is just like a human. This one more valuable than most, I guess. Any of them liable to get sick or hurt sometime. Here's a report.
Thanks.
They're pretty careful out there with all those animals. Naturally, they constitute a considerable investment on Ben Abbott's part.
Yeah, sure. Oh. Most of the tendons cut, huh?
Yes. Them as wasn't severed were ruptured.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
What?
Well, there's a notation about the carcass. Cremated on the premises?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. The accident happened Sunday night, cremated same night. Why so fast, Doctor?
Ben Abbott wanted it that way. Can't blame him, I guess.
Maybe not. But it'll make my job a little more complicated. Unless some x-rays were taken of the injury.
There was no need for me to go into x-rays. Paralysis had already set in by the time I got there.
Yeah, but that doesn't help me much, does it?
Huh? What do you mean?
No carcass, no proof of the extent of injury to the animal.
Lord, man, the animal was in a bad way. It was a mortal injury.
How was he destroyed?
Shotgun.
Could he have lived? I mean, long enough for me
to... You don't understand, Mr. Dollar. It'd have been wrong not to destroy him with injuries like that.
Mr. Abbott called you in right after the accident happened, did he?
Yes. I got out there maybe 15 minutes later. Ben was alone with the horse. The minute I laid eyes on that animal, I knew he was finished, that he'd have to be destroyed.
You advised Mr. Abbott that horse had to be destroyed?
I didn't have to. He knew it. He knows horse flesh as good as any vet alive.
Well, did you consider calling in someone else?
Why?
Another doctor for consultation.
I tell you, man, there was no use in going into anything like that.
Did Mr. Abbott ask you to call in another vet?
No, he did not.
Who else was there?
Nobody.
No stable hand? No member of Mr. Abbott's family?
No.
Well, who saw the accident?
Mr. Abbott.
Who else?
I don't know, Mr. Dollar. Like I said, just Ben was there when I got there.
I haven't any proof that the animal was injured.
You just read my report.
I've got $65,000 to worry about, Dr. Gorey. I'll need more than just a report.
Young man, I've been in business here over 30 years. I've done business with Ben Abbott over 20 years. You come here asking me if I called in another vet, if I did this, if I did that. There isn't a man around here who won't take my word. Why don't you?
Part of my job, Dr. Gorey.
Huh?
I can't take anybody's word for anything.
Mr. Dollar, I'd be obliged if you'd get out of here.
You're listening to Johnny Dollar. We'll be back with more expense account action right after this.
I'm Jack Putter, Jr., tribal chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
For our July Beat the Summer Heat White to Win Drive. One lucky winner will receive a Samsung 70-inch TV
and a Samsung soundbar.
Daily entries start on July 2nd and continue until July 9th, with the final drawing taking place on July 9th at 8 p.m. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
And now let's wrap up this episode of yours truly, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
I obliged Dr. Gorey. I got out of there. Driving back to San Pietro on my Terraplane, it struck me as odd that Gorey, certainly aware of the value of the injured horse, had not taken so much as a photograph to verify the story of the accident. For that reason, I decided to verify Dr. Gorey himself.
Well, hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe you can help me.
All right, try me.
Well, it's Dr. Gorey. Is he new around here?
You're joking.
No, I'm not.
He's a fixture. He's been in this part of the country 30 or 40 years. They say he's the best vet this side of Lexington, Kentucky.
That takes in quite a bit of real estate. Is he loaded?
I think he could retire and give advice over the phone. These horse racing people make new parents look like indifferent vegetables.
They do?
You don't know. A horse sneezes once and they're ready to call the Mayo brothers. Dr. Gorey's practically the whole Mayo clinic in horsey circles. Say, how did you know about him?
The insurance report.
Of course. Well, I suppose you'd want to talk to him. Look, I'm driving out that way. I'd be glad to give you a lift.
Oh, that's mine out there.
That?
Yeah, rented it from a filling station man down the street.
Oh. Well, you just drive right on past the filling station for about 3 miles and you'll see Dr. Gorey's place.
Oh, thanks, but I've already been there.
Huh?
Yeah, just left him.
Well, then why are you asking me about him? Heavens.
Just asking.
You're a funny one.
Hey, what's your name?
Judy Brown.
About finished here for the day?
As a matter of fact, yes.
Well, Judy Brown, let you and I go get something to eat and drink.
How do you know I haven't got a husband?
I don't. Have you?
No.
Well, how about it?
Give me 5 minutes.
Judy, I'm going to get right to the point. How long have you worked for Mr. Abbott?
A year and a half. Why?
You're from San Pietro?
No, San Francisco. I answered an ad. I wanted to get out some country for a while, away from the city life.
Mm-hmm. All right. What happened between Monroe and Abbott?
They had a quarrel. A loud, loud quarrel. Mr. Abbott's very good with a quarrel.
Was he?
Yes. You know, even I've wondered about that.
What?
Mr. Monroe quarreling with Mr. Abbott and then just leaving all of a sudden. Probably went to San Francisco. I don't know where else he... Oh!
What's the matter, Judy?
That looks like Mr. Monroe now.
Monroe?
Yes, end of the bar. I thought he was away. It's him, all right.
Well, I'd like to talk to him.
You'll have to hurry. Looks like he's getting ready to leave.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Sure.
Hey. Hey, just a minute.
You calling me?
Yes. Mr. Monroe?
Yes?
Johnny Dollar, Universal Adjustment Bureau. I'm in town about the claim on Duke Red. But I heard you'd left town.
I had. You talked to Mr. Abbott about that claim.
Well, you had power of attorney for him and signed the claim. I wonder if I could talk to you.
I'm leaving town again. Right away.
Well, look, can I just have a minute of your time?
It wasn't my horse. It belonged to Ben Abbott. Talk to him. Now get out of my way.
Oh, hey, wait a minute.
Let him handle his own dirty business.
Look, Mr. Monroe.
Get out of my way.
Now, here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, there's proof that things are just about as wrong in this case and as dangerous as they can get. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by John Dawson, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. This is Roy Rowan speaking.
One of the Duke Bread Matter from January 1956. We'll have the second installment at the same time of day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and Johnny rented a Terraplane station wagon. Well, do classic car fans out there know which automobile company produced the Terraplane? I'll provide the answer and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yes, join us. Save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products during our Radio Spirits summer sale. Just go to radiospirits.com to take advantage of this amazing offer and get your biggest discounts of the year.
That's the way I like murderers. Down and out.
But you don't have to be down and out. Radiospirits.com is giving you a 20 to 60% break on all our classic radio products.
Oh, I suppose you could do better.
Well, you think not? Honey, just sit down and listen to me.
So listen to this. We have done better. Save up to 60% at Radiospirits.com during our summer sale.
Sam, there must be some mistake.
Mistake, Effie? Mistake?
There's no mistake. Just go to Radiospirits.com to save 20 to 60% off all classic radio products online today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer does not apply to DVDs, books, merchandise, or music. MusicRewind.com introduces That's Rock and Roll, a 3-CD collection of the all-time greatest rock hits. Experience music from some of the most important rock and roll trailblazers, such as Elvis Presley, Little Richard, Fats Domino, The Four Seasons, Chuck Berry, Connie Francis, The Everly Brothers, and so many more. Buy That's Rock and Roll today for the low price of $19.98. Order now at MusicRewind.com. Or call 855-798-5556 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code ROCK33. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code ROCK33 for reduced shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
I'm Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. For those of you working in the business of senior care, I have an amazing opportunity for you. If you have ever thought about owning your own business, this is for you. If you're a nursing home administrator, assisted living executive director, sales and marketing representative, director of nursing, or director of social services, this is what we do. We help our clients find the right senior care community. We're not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. We're currently offering special incentives for the first 5 franchise owners. I call it the Founders Club. Take advantage of this amazing incentive and opportunity. For more information about owning your own senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726 or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was. Before the break, I was talking about Johnny Dollar's rent-a-car. In the Duke Red Matter, he rented a Terraplane station wagon and wanted to know which car company produced it. The answer, the Hudson Motor Car Company. In its maiden year, 1932, the car was branded as the Essex Terraplane. 2 years later, though, the car simply became known as the Terraplane. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it, but hey, remember to take a moment and visit us at the website. It's whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.